Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
cut me out,
cut.
and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that. That bitch can't hold up, 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 make that shit go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down. That bitch can't pop like me. Down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up, 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 hold up.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, and in special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right. three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes. History will be made once again. Gagween.
London tied up in the back, and tonight I'm hosting this show. So, without further ado, is J-Rock and Tiffany ready?
I am here. How y'all doing tonight?
J-Rock?
I'm right here.
Did you stop at McDonald's on your way?
No, I got Chili's now. I don't need no McDonald's.
Did you say Chili?
Yes.
Bitch, it's too damn. It's 110 degrees outside, and you eating chili.
Honey,
baby,
you're talking to somebody who wears leather pants. He does not care, honey. You think he cares about the weather?
I said chilies.
Oh,
you know,
chilies.
Chili.
Okay.
But then again, I should not be eating chilies because I don't got no money for that, you know.
Well, we all know you a broco, honey. That ain't nothing new.
I mean, when my girl want to party all the time, leather pants, and it's a different world, turtleneck sweaters. So, yeah, you ain't got no, you ain't from that life, bro. You ain't about that life.
Exactly.
You ain't about that life. Is Maya there? Maya?
Somebody said Maya was somewhere sucking up Dick Gregory.
Ooh.
Hello.
I heard she was in the back plaiting her guitar in hair.
Hello.
I believe we have is Naima on her phone? I believe we have a call from Naima. Naima. Mother Footlong.
Girl, what's that giving?
Is that motherfucking
on? Crying.
He's crying, Ma.
Ooh. Girl, that is not my sister. Please hang up and disconnect.
Exactly. Do not play with her like that.
Jason.
Yes.
Ooh, this bitch is shaking the table.
You know, I'm really depressed because Vicon. And let me just say this, and I hope somebody from Vicon can hear me. Fuck you bitches for fucking with my DirecTV. I can no longer see who this bitch is shaking the table.
Me too. But I caught it last night at work, honey. I had my patient, honey, in that bed. I said, you better not get out if I am watching my show tonight, honey. I got DirecTV too. I said, you better not get out this damn bed, honey. I'm going to watch this shaking the table tonight, honey. And it was vicious, and I hate you missed it.
I just got the regular channels with the antenna, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh,
what Jason means.
Yeah, you can't afford cable.
Well, he ain't making no money, so he can't afford cable.
Right.
And you sitting up here keep posting all these legendary plaques. All these plaques on the Navy, honey. We don't want to keep seeing it. I'm legendary in the Air Force.
Naima, you're on.
I love J-Rock.
I really do live for J-Rock, going from being a bottle to lay on the top.
I don't have any of those issues. There's Verizon over here.
Okay.
But Naima, This is bio.
Yeah, well, it's bio.
Well, I'm going to kick this off with something that's been bothering me for a minute now. Because my good Judy, my sister, my play wife, the only woman I'll ever love, Naima, keeps putting me in all these groups.
Wait, before you finish, did it say woman? Okay, keep finishing. you know, this old age in my ears.
Well, she is a woman in my eyes, Maya. Until she shows me otherwise, she is a lady.
Oh, she will show you, Maya.
Yes.
So back to what I was saying, Tiffany, because I don't think you're...
Wait a minute. Why would you say she's a lady? I got that scene from Two Wong Fu when everybody's on, she's a lady.
whoa, she's a lady.
And she's body beautiful.
Yeah.
So anyway,
okay.
Shout out to the Trannies Reloaded and the other mean streets of Trannyville. That Naima keeps putting me in. But
Naima,
I have a question for you. Why is it more butch queens in those groups than it is transsexuals?
Because they're trying to get them a piece.
So are the butch queens using those groups to put on their wigs and have their 5 o'clock shadow so that they can try to get the trade?
Well,
now, let me tell you something, you know. You know, that's why I had made the post, and then, you know, and it's funny you brought that up with the Butch Queens and the girls, because maybe we'll touch on that a little bit tonight.
That's what I wanted to do.
I had brought up a post in there, and I said, don't get me wrong, I love the Butch Queens, but I say it is entirely, the room is called the Mean Streets of Trannyville, Reloaded. Don't get me wrong. I love the Butch Queens. Y'all know I love me some Butch Queens. I cut up with them. I carry, you know, with key and everything like that. But I feel like this. It's so many chat rooms. It's so many nasty rooms and, you know, rooms where icons are making rooms, you know, and, you know, catering to the young children so they can see them. That's another story.
Right.
But it's so many rooms that is out here, you know, on Facebook or whatever, that the Butch Queens be carrying and cutting up with and stuff like that and everything. You would think that when it comes to like a training room or something like that, that we could at least have something where we could have maybe a few select Butch Queens that we could cut up with and carry with or whatever. That's not going to be after like the training chasers or after the trade.
Hello?
In those rooms.
It's like the
Butch Queens get in there, and I'm not hating on them or nothing like that. Let me say that. It's like they get in that room and then, you know, they secretly liking pictures. They secretly trying to inbox some of the boys and stuff like that. You know, they talking down about the girls. Like, you know, why you eating us with, you know, trainees or girls that got dicks and stuff like that. I'm saying, you know, if you want to do all that, you know, girl with titties or whatever like that, you might have to mess with me. Let me tell you something. These boys be giving me the tea and they be showing me the tea. Not that I even be asking. So this is why I be coming up with the different posting there that I do. And my whole thing is, to me, in some instances, it's like a competition between the Butch Queens and the Film Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the drags and the Butch Queens or whatever, because secretly, some of the Butch Queens be wanting to be Film Queens or have the Film Queens features, but they don't want to go as far. Not
I mean, because I'm going to give an Oprah, because I'm going to give an Oprah moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, back in the day when I first came out, I tried drag. I did drag for a minute, but I realized
I
liked
it. Oh, my God.
But I liked it.
What was your girl name?
My girl, oh, child. I'm not telling you my girl name.
Yeah.
You never get that.
What is it? Well, if anyone had this
never,
girl name, please,
you will never get that. And the girls that knew my drag tees, God rest their soul, are no longer here. And the few that are still here are hanging on by a thread, so they will not try it. So, saying that, I liked boys that like me for being a boy, because when I did drag, it was a kiki. It was for fun. It was because that's what I wanted to do. for the ball, for the runway, or whatever. But it wasn't, that wasn't going to be my everyday life. And I, for me, I got offended if I met a boy in drag and he wanted me to stay in drag the entire time I was around him, because I was like, no, I'm a lady, but I'm not that kind of lady.
Yeah, I got a song. I want to listen to Destiny's Child.
Oh, God.
All right, well, let's not get off the topic because you want
right,
to see over there.
I get offended by that group because when I'm in there and I'm hanging out with you and I'm hanging out with the other girl, Benita, and everybody else that I like being in there with, it bothers me when these butch queens come up in there with this 5 o'clock shadow and their grandmother wigs on.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. It, you know, that seems to be the new thing now. These butch queens, these stern butch queens, with gills on, and these girls will sway you down. That, oh, I'm a transsexual, or I'm a femme queen, or you know, whatever like that. And like I told people before, you know, one time it was on Jasmine when Jasmine was hosting the show.
Okay.
You know,
not even while you saying that, while you doing that, while you talking, I'm going to bring on a few callers that might want to join in and have something to say. So if there are any callers, please press 1.
But wait, can we call out some people in the room that look kind of hard?
Oh, we sure can. Yes, we can.
Don't
201-275, you're on the air.
Why you want to say my number and then not know it's me?
Because I don't have the switchboard, child. Hello, Mark. How are you, big brother, gorgeous one?
She said she wasn't calling into the goddamn show because of her celibacy.
Ooh.
But there she go.
You ham hock eating fat whore. You have my boo. I just got off of work and I'm a little tired. Please don't send me through it. Hello,
yeah, I'm going in, honey. Y'all are going in, honey.
I'm not even listening to the Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay, 347-533, you're on the air.
Tuning in to the tea party, but I thought I'd tune in and see what you girls are talking about. It's RR.
Hey,
oh,
RR, how
yeah,
you doing?
How are
happy
you?
Happy belated birthday,
Thank you so much. I just wanted to touch on something, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about the boys reading the dates about the femme queens, I think it's a question of the boys not being able. I think what it is there's not enough butch queens in the ballroom scene anymore. They've all had each other. And now that they've had each other, they want to try to have more trade, but they don't know how to pull neighborhood trade because they've been in the ball scene so long that they got to rely on what the girls are pulling from their ads or from their own personal social networks. So most of the time when the butch queens hang out with the femme queens, they get a chance to see how the femme queens live with trade and how the trade treats them so much like cunt that they envy the femme queens on the low. So they try to emulate them, but the emulation is so poor that the only thing they can give is a verbal analogy of why the trade shouldn't be with the femme queen, not realizing that even though this person is a tranny chaser, they still want soft, cunty breast and somebody who sounds like fish. At the end of the day, if they wanted boy, they would have went to boy or butch queen and drag. They're not looking for a butch queen and drag. They're looking for a femme queen.
I'm going to make a comment. Anybody on the phone, you ever, you know, go to McDonald's to get your french fries, or to go to Wendy's and get your burger, and go, you know, you go to different places to complete your
meal.
Maya,
I'm going to fuck you up. Go ahead.
Okay. No, but listen. The boys go to the femme queens to get slayed, and then they come to the, they slay the femme queens, and then when they come to the butch queens, they get slayed, and it's the other way around.
Child, that depends on what fucking city you live in, because 90% of the girls here in Chicago are very much tops.
Well,
and
I've been
Ray Tay there.
Bitch, I ain't never. It's a hard baby when I say you defend queen.
Private
caller.
Majority
of them.
Private caller. Are you staying on the line with us, or are you just going
to
just
I can stay on if you want me to for a little while.
Okay, but then.
Okay,
I
like
that. Who is that other person that's just talking? Because they're not a part of the cast.
Who? Private caller. Naima, I think that was Dev. Private caller.
Hello.
Hello, Grandma Fella.
This is K. Michelle.
This is who?
K. Michelle.
K. Michelle.
And Jason, I'm waiting for you to shake my table.
More like Kroger Michelle. That ain't K. Michelle, that's Kroger Michelle.
I know, Lord. I ain't no quarters.
So it's
yeah,
called,
well,
private caller, while
you
there, do you have anything to add, or you just called to shake your table?
No, I wanted to do it just because.
Okay, go ahead. You can
right.
do one just because.
Just because Nicole has four fingers
oh,
doesn't
Jesus.
Mean she didn't masturbate.
Y'all go have this lady call it.
419-963, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Jason.
Yes.
I remember that name.
Ooh, girl, I know who you are.
I
know who you are, and we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
What's the name?
Girl, I know that voice anywhere.
No,
I can't
help
it
because he has a picture. He has a very incriminating picture. So I can't see.
Oh.
If you got, if, girl, if
that's
you got
video,
that picture,
that's
you're
that's
the only
video,
one, and I need to find you because I don't even have
that
picture.
That picture. I thought you had it blown up. But wait, now I'm going to say what RR said was absolutely right. That is so true. And I think, Naima, you should delete those guys out of the room, honestly, because that's what RR said. That's exactly what they're going to do. That's why I don't hang around Butch Queens like that. Not
well, then it's
Butch Queens that are that way.
You need to inbox me. Your answer me. You are you on Facebook? Well, you had to be on Facebook. Inbox me, your you. Cause
I
need.
Give it to, I can make a copy of it.
Yes,
because
I don't even have one
of
those pictures.
Well,
I
if
give
you,
some,
if you, but I have a
some
question.
Old school pictures.
What you?
Yes,
if you,
Maya.
If you delete other boys, then it's gonna be a sausage fest.
No, when I
that ain't gonna be no cake
the
around.
Butch queens who are trying it, delete them off there. I mean, really.
Okay, I'm just catching it. So what exactly, okay, what's happening in the room?
Well, in the room, wait a minute. Is there another private caller?
No. Let's go. So explain to me what happened.
Okay. Well, what's going on in the room is that you have some Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to say hey.
What's going on in the room is that you have some trolls and some goblins and some hobgoblins that... are trying the girls. Now, I mean, don't
like
get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have a penis, and every once in a while, looking at a nice dick pic, a good dick pic is okay. But really, dick pictures don't do anything for me. So I'm in the room because my girlfriends put me in there to kiki. And when you're in there kikiing, you just see all these, the Butch Queens going back and forth, calling the girls hard and knots and just being disrespectful. But in the same time.
Wait a minute, y'all got Butch Queen in the Fem Queen room giving Fem Queens
mm-mm.
the read.
Exactly.
So why?
And
I can't do that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. In
I
my,
had to get the
everyday
break.
Life,
can
I hang
can
with more
I,
girls
can I say
than I
this about that? Because at the end of the day, the lesbians have a rule. They give you a lesbian card, but the minute you step out of the lesbian realm and sleep with a Butch Queen or a Fem Queen, you lose your lesbian card. You're no longer considered a lesbian.
Once again, that must be a New York
that.
Or Atlanta thing.
I love
thing.
That. I love it.
That must be a New York or an Atlanta thing because
but
Chicago,
if you think
the
about it,
Butch Queens love to slay the Butch Queens.
But if you think about it,
they would not be
lesbians anymore.
So
I mean,
there ain't no bullshit
saying,
like that, dude.
Exactly.
I had the most heart. And
this
is the King Studs walking around here when I was growing up, like 16, 17, 18. Them motherfucking studs used to slay the Butch Queens down. Baby, when I tell you, anytime I turned around, the girls were like, oh, yeah, I just use a strap on. No, bitch, you're not fucking me.
in the
but
South.
Nowadays,
the,
but nowadays,
the
butch queens is tearing down. But nowadays, the butch queens is tearing down the studs or whatever. If you really think
they
about
tearing,
it.
I mean, they
oh
tearing down the studs because they want kids, and the studs don't mind. Yes, but
what I'm trying to say is
wait a minute, y'all talking over top of each other.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say is if you have a group that's strictly for the femme queens, then I think that you guys need to have a designated person to say, I appreciate you calling in, but, you know, stay in your lane.
Right.
I agree with our RO.
Because if you don't,
you're not going to tell me no group caring.
Right. If you don't put a stop to it now, it's going to be just like everything else in the ballroom scene. It's going to become saturated.
Right.
And then there's no purpose for calling it what it is. You understand?
Who's that
so,
noise?
It
right.
Like pressing, but oh, mother fella, you tried it.
But then this point, though, too, I would say is why I would want to be okay. I'm in a lot of those trendy groups, honey. You know, I am. I'm sorry. But the thing about it is, are we saying we want an all female figure group? Because that to me is like being a lesbian. I don't want to be in there with all the girls.
What
like,
I'm
I do
saying,
want to
okay, let me say this. What is that
with
noise?
That,
I'm actually about to find out from Jasmine.
Because
now
we're sitting here, we're in another room. Can we take some Carla?
But let me say this. If you have
yes,
a room, if you have a room where you want to allow certain people of another category to become a part of that group, they have to respect the title of the group. And if they show
right
any disrespect to the title of the group, they have to be blocked out.
Let's get that because it's just a lot all over the place right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me say this. All right. That room,
what
you
is
know,
that
beeping is Judy.
Who created that room?
That okay. That, my sister Samaya had created that room.
Okay.
And then, you know, she gave some of the keys to these other girls in there that run the room or what have you. And, you know, the room is just really not, I'm not an administrator in that room, but the room is just really not, because they got a whole bunch of people in there, a whole bunch of butch queens in there, a lot of people in there who don't even be in rooms on Facebook anyway, period.
Right.
Okay.
So they have
even,
a whole bunch
ask,
of people in there that they really need to clean out. And I have said something to Samaya about it over and over again. Like, girl, you need to at least give me the keys, girl, because it needs to be a nasty sweep in here,
yeah,
you know,
you
away.
Really
so,
because,
I mean, Naima, what was the original purpose of the group?
The whole purpose of the group is it's just it was for the girls. It was for the femme queens, you know,
sure,
of course, the drags going to infiltrate in there. But it was really for, like,
that
the femme queens, you know, whether, the, you know, it was chasers, it was DL boys in there, or chasers, whatever you want to call them, like that, in there, and then a few select butch queens that were respectful to the girls, you know what I'm saying, and
but
you know,
was
be with
the
girls, but was, hold on, but wasn't trying to, you know, disrespect the girls, so that's what the room, you know, was created for. But then it's like, the girls, it's some of the, when they add the girls in, the girls want to add their girlfriends, meaning that they want to add these other butch queens in there, messy butch queens, disrespectful butch queens. They want to add these other, you know, fake page girls in there and stuff like that. They don't need to be real pages. It's just random bitches that's coming in and just reading. You know, just be a whole lot of just negativity, a lot of things that's carrying on. And my whole thing is, and I agree with Tiffany, no, I don't want to be in a room with a whole bunch of drags and a whole bunch of robots and some queens and stuff like that or whatever, because there's enough of those rooms around with those.
No.
But
you know
what
I'm just gagging? I'm sitting here gagging because in the London Tea Party, the number of members to your right and the number of new members that was added, and you go to the mean streets, and that number needs to be down.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Alexis.
Well, how did the and Alexis get an introduction, and then I don't, Lord, Jesus be with
me. Maya, you're not about this life.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop.
Oh,
yes. Yes, I did.
Y'all know what the problem is in a lot of these rooms? The girls don't respect their self enough, so how could you expect anybody else to respect them? The
right,
girls are
right.
Walk around these groups talking about how they want to fuck the boys and how,
yeah,
you know, they want to get on the boys' backs and all kind of carrying on. And then when the butch queens get out of pocket, then they want to get upset with the boys. But, bitch, you don't have enough respect for yourself in order for somebody else to respect you. How the fuck can you expect somebody to respect you, bitch, if you can't motherfucking respect yourself? So you can't check the butch queens, or you can't check the trannies or the film bots and all this other shit, because, bitch, you don't have enough respect for yourself. Another thing, girl, when do this film queen shit come up to real life? Like, when do y'all hoes realize that y'all left the ball? Like, the ball was over last night, bitch. Like, I don't understand the girls. A lot of shit, I think a lot of girls are really faggot in wigs. And a lot of girls are actually girls. Like, some shit I read and I look, it really baffles me, because I was like, bitch, why did you become a girl again?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out.
You know, like, you look at some people and you realize, like, girl, you really just a fag who is comfortable in a wig. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you.
And see, and that was my whole point, that when, and that was the whole point that I, for me, that when I did it, it was because, for me, it was a kiki, it was for a ball, but after the ball was over, the hair comes off and all that other kind of stuff.
But see,
then I go back to being a boy.
But did you win the ball, Jason?
A lot of times girls get up and drag, their girlfriends tell them they look cute, and it goes from there. You the girls were not, like, me and my girlfriend was talking earlier, and she said something. She was like, you know, I've had to realize, like, some girls are really just faggots in wigs, and some of us are just girls. Like,
right.
You know, a lot of times the everyday lingo is all of a faggot. It's just like, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know how to separate realness from reality. Not saying realness, but, you know, you don't know how to separate the two. Like, you stuck in that femme queen mode all the fucking time.
That's me.
And that's because
that's
a lot
me.
Of girls don't have mothers. They don't have people to, you know, show them how to conduct and carry that.
Girl, it's too many. Regardless, if it's a tranny or even a real cunt, bitch, you have somebody. The worst thing to me is to see a cunt girl and then she's just a all out faggot.
let me say something to the see for the queen. The bitch queen take E-pills. The same queen take moonshots. Tell me you don't take a moonshot and you be ready to go off, honey. And I thank you.
Some girls think because they take a moonshot that they can't.
But why do you do it?
Bitch, half the girls taking a moonshot is hard as fuck. So what kind of moons are they taking?
Child, it's not so much that. How the fuck did you feel before you took that moonshot? How the fuck did you feel before you put on that dress and that wig and that makeup and all that shit? Were you cut before you did all this?
No, that was always the definition.
No, because that was always the definition. Were you a girl before you put all this shit on? Were you a girl deep
around,
down inside?
They walk around in boxes and white tees.
Right, bitch, if you walking around in boxes and white tees, bitch, and you got to this ball, bitch, I advise you to go watch Tu Wong Fu. When a straight guy gets on the motherfucking dress to get his sexual kicks, bitch, he is a transvestite. Bitch, when a bitch turns a girl. No, don't do that shit. It's not cute for you. If you're not going to live this life, if you don't know how to walk in a pair of heels, if you don't know how to put on this makeup and put on this paint, and you're not willing to do what you need to do, if you sitting around here and you not taking, you know, you just doing this shit just because it's kicks, then you out of order. No bullshit.
But I have a question.
You just fucking out of order.
So for the femme queen, they get out of work then, and they go and settle down with
you. You still a goddamn faggot, and you still out of order, too. There is a certain amount of responsibility between the gender gap, between how you act versus how you are supposed to be. You are supposed to represent. You are a woman. You are no longer supposed to be doing this shit. It's some shit you're just not supposed to do no more.
Being a transgender is not about putting on a dress, putting on a wig, and taking a moonshot. It's a
day-to-day living life.
Right, that's why I said, how did you feel before you put on this dress?
Being honest, I never thought when I first came out that I would be a girl. I never thought that was not in the picture, nowhere near shape, form, nor fashion. You understand?
Alexis, we have Alexis knocking you off. 2-7-2-6-7-3-2-4.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I just kind of wanted to touch upon what's going on in these rooms. It's kind of like a little bit of what's going on in the ball scene. Back in the day, the femme queens were celebrated in the ball scene. We used to come out, wait for the girls. Now it's, you know, it's very dominated by the butch queens, and that's okay. But you have to realize being a femme queen is so much harder. Being a transgendered woman is so much harder than openly gay man. And for what's going on right now where, A, they disrespect the femme queens, they make fun of the femme queens, and have the girls not even wanting to come out. So now you have these guys in wigs who are now female figures who are kind of taking over the place of the femme queens. And it's really sad, and it has the ballroom getting to a point where it's really tired to go and just see all these boys in wigs spinning around, breaking their backs, looking ridiculous, and the girls like the Christinas, we don't see them anymore, the Sanayas, they hardly ever come out anymore.
Mother Pella, because you know what?
Don't want it. I think we need to get back to it.
I completely agree with the caller. I mean, you have butch queens that disrespect female figures, call them niggas, they're going to fight them, you know, oh, you a nigga. You know what I mean? All kinds
of
stuff.
If you act
like
a nigga,
I mean,
then you a nigga.
Thank you.
But still, there's still some respect that you still should have. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you're a man,
everybody not talking.
Okay, damn, is anybody gonna let me say anything, honey? If you are a man, just like in regular society, if you are a man and you're dealing with the real cunt, a real woman, or whatever the case might be, if you arguing with her, whatever, half the time men not gonna hit no woman. They're not gonna, you know what I'm saying? Because you look at her as this is a woman or whatever, whatever. She's gonna get fly out of her mouth. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's still the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You should not say that is a female figure.
No, let me say something bigger than this.
Hold on, Maya. Go ahead. Right. Let me say this, Tiffany. I learned a long time ago that you have to. I don't kiki and cock out with a lot of butch queens because once they get to a certain level with you, the respect is gone. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like in their eyesight, you're no longer that female figure. You're just another. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes once people get too comfortable with you, they get to a point where, oh bitch, you know, it's not like when you first meet a person. Like, okay, first of all, hold on before I start. You know what? For a long time, I thought you was a femme queen. I had to call my daddy one day and ask him. I said, "Daddy, is Tiffany a femme queen?"
Girl, don't get on here spilling nobody's tea, girl. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Girl, we gonna mute that in a butt. Don't get on here spilling my tea, girl. I don't play them kind of games, girl. Now, girl, we could be cute and we could be everything, but girl, you going to play with my life? That's how the kids get killed. Do not go out here spilling my tea, girl.
And I thank you.
Where she going to go get her a cold pie?
Anyway,
right.
But a lot of times. The butch queens, they start to get beside themselves, and they feel like sometimes they're on the same level as the femme queen. Sometimes they think they're as cunt or as, you understand what I'm saying? So the level, it's like, you know how your mother and you and your mother were raised to, you were raised to respect her, but then once you start doing certain things with you,
you start to get comfortable, and the more you do these things with her, the less the respect is, and then it's like y'all treat each other like y'all good friends.
Right.
Instead of mother, you know what I'm saying, mother and child.
And I think something. Back in the day, the reason the femme queens were so celebrated is because femme queens had a bond with each other, and all the femme queens shared, like, they had their own little cliques, but each one would share beauty secrets, surgery secrets, who they went to, what they did. They didn't have time to hang out with the butch queens, and the few privileged butch queens that did get a chance to hang out with those beauties, they served a purpose or they wasn't going to be there. Those femme queens had them around as a glam squad person, but when that femme queen had to go handle her business, she didn't take a butch queen with her.
Say that shit again.
And when she was at home handling her business, there wasn't a butch queen sitting in the other room waiting until the date left.
Right. Child, back in the day, they was in Chicago. I was still young. The girls, the femme queens disappeared. When they went to become, going from being a butch queen to becoming a femme queen, they disappeared.
That's right.
Unless they were doing a show. Unless they was doing a show or something, they disappeared. You didn't see them until they came back out, bitch, and they had tits and ass, bitch, and a and some face work done. Now,
when
all of a sudden, bitch, now you see the transition. Now you see the transition from butch queen to butch queen up a drag to femme queen. It's not a pause in there.
Exactly.
Well,
you
it's no pause
come
in there.
Back
like, you didn't used to see that
and
shit.
Make them go up. You got to come
well,
back.
Well, let me say this, first of all, me being as a femme queen and not a female figure, to me, I think the word female figure is just total disrespect. I think that, like how Kelly has said it and how Nicole has even said it, that they need to separate whatever you want to call, they need to separate it. Instead of calling people female figures or whatever, you need to separate. You need to say woman. You need to say drag. And then you have new woman. And then you have a femme queen.
They used to have it.
Because,
they don't.
Because the only separation that I see now is either women, something, you know, whatever, the category or whatever, you know, is going on. And then they'll say drag performance, or now they just say female figure performance. So you round up everybody in there. To me, I think they said Jack started that, or whoever started that, or whatever. To me, I think that is when the
reason it escalated is because that's what y'all answered to.
Yeah, but see,
exactly.
I don't answer to that. You're not gonna call me.
No. What I'm saying is when they put it on a flyer and they say female figures, and they say female figure face, female figure body, female figure this and that, and everybody says, oh, that's for all the girls who are like female. So they walk.
Right.
If they would have posted it in the beginning.
When a real woman walks, you know, something, you know, like they had the discrepancy out there, and if I'm not mistaken, it was in Chicago. When a real girl came out there, I think it was for Ice Queen or
I would
be in the same dilemma that she was. You know, the category says female figure. How you go? This child gonna get ready and everything.
And then
she come out there and she was sitting. And then you tell her that, oh no, it's not. The women can't walk this. Well, bitch, what you mean women can't walk this? The category says female figure, so that means anything that looks like a woman.
A female.
Am I right or wrong?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
And then the girls
so,
know who we're talking about.
And
that's
what that
what
does
I mean.
Is it doesn't leave interpretation for transition, because if you say a butch queen and drag, that's what you want to see. You want to see somebody who you know is going to be a little hard, but they're on their way to becoming something of a femme queen. And then when you say femme queen, you want to see something that's on their way to becoming a transgender.
Well, that was another problem that they had down in Atlanta when Miss Thing came out there to walk Faith, and she came out there in the outfit. She was talking about she was a new woman. She had a surgery. She had done all this stuff, and they chopped her saying that she was a femme queen.
Lord.
They did, because they said that was when the fight, it was almost the damn fight at the ball, because she had done what she was supposed to do.
That's a lack of respect, and it's so... It's like now the ballroom scene is so
butch queen catered to now. It's so
and
butch
that's why
queen
the girls don't
want to
come
people.
Out. That's why they
the
don't
the girls
come out.
Don't want to, right. The girls don't want to come out. It's
man,
like,
hold on,
yeah,
no, wait a minute. Hold on, let me
they, it's
question.
Like, they, you
a
know,
lot of the femme queens that was in the bar machine stopped coming out. If
no, it's not even so much they stop coming out, Maya. Let's call it for what it is, okay?
Okay.
Whether they really stop calling, whether they stop coming out really like that or not, these balls are definitely catered to more butch queen than anything.
You know why?
The reason why I say
so
it because
the butch
it's like you got categories: female figure realness, female figure performance, female figure, you know, best dresses. You know, it's just like, come on, man. What, you know, that's where
but
that's
where
the respect
you know,
is.
You know what
no,
I'm you know what
no,
I'm gonna say?
That
it's been so many years
the
butch queens been in the back.
The girl,
hold on, wait, let me finish.
Girl.
It's been so many years the butch queens have stepped back and did the femme queens' hair, did their makeup, dressed them, and sent them to the ball and sat in the back burner and let the femme queens get their lives. So when they mastered all of the elements that the femme queen had, when they were serving it, the butch queen took it upon themselves to say, well, if I give these elements, I can bring them. Then the butch queens would take everything they learned from each femme queen and turn it. Am I lying?
That I mean,
Maya,
what you said was on point. But one of the problems that we have, and it goes into labeling, when I'm around my Judy's or my Kiki girlfriends, sometimes we're like, okay, bitch or girl. So if I'm hanging with a bunch of femme queens, like when I hang with my sisters and my brother or one of my biological brothers call and I'm hanging with my biological sisters, if one of my brothers should happen to call my sister's house and they say, well, who's there? My sisters will say all the girls because they're so comfortable with me being who I am and I'm comfortable with who I am that I have let them get away for so long saying, oh, all the girls. And then if my brothers and them show up, they say, well, I thought y'all said all the girls was here and Jason is here. And we're all just laughing. We're all just kiki. So because we call each other girls, and we let the femme queens call us girls when we're hanging with them. And because some of us butch queens carry on like girls, everything just gets lost in translation sometimes that you just, okay, well, child, pet, you think you got a pussy, I'm going to let you think you got a pussy and whatever. But that's it needs to go back to, and I know
is it?
Wait a minute, somebody in the room said, but we're not living in the olden days. That was back then, isn't it? Right, but your past is doomed to repeat itself if you don't change it. And it needs to have that level of respect needs to be there where, okay, we can all hang out and we can all kiki, but at the end of the day, I'm still a boy. At the end of the day, you went from being a boy to now becoming a woman, and I need to respect you as that woman. And as a woman, I wouldn't disrespect my mother, and I wouldn't call my mother a bitch, and I wouldn't call my mother a man, and I wouldn't call my mother a dude. So I'm not going to do that to you. I'm one of the few butch queens that if I'm hanging out with femme queens, I'm opening the door. I'm treating them like a lady because I respect them, because in my mind and in my eyesight, that's what I see.
And
yes,
let me say this. Also, you know, a lot of times, like when you said something about it being a butch queen dominated ballroom scene, that comes from the economics of the ballroom today. Today, it's all about a dollar in the ballroom. Everything is a business. But at the same token, when the girls used to come out back in the day, and I have to use that terminology because that's what people relate to, but back in the day, it wasn't about a dollar. It was about a trophy. And it was also about progress. The girls came out to show you what they have done to improve themselves to get to the next level, and they were doing it for a trophy. Today, the butch queens are dominating because they don't want to come out unless it's a coin. The girls don't want to come out unless it's a coin. And that lost a lot of the respect for the categories in which people walk. I bet you now the only categories that get the most stand-ups and applause is butch queen performance and realness with a twist.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to do away with that category because they totally got away from what realness with a twist is, because it's
yes,
just
it
right
was.
Now – realness with a twist to me is another Vogue, long-haired Vogue femme category. You got these boys out there. It's just like now a lot of them not even real. But not even so much as that. They are out here popped up and spinning like a butch queen, like the butch queen's Vogue itself. And to me, you know, I know they're saying that the ballroom scene needs to evolve, or it has evolved, or things have changed.
Well,
you know,
then relabel the category, because you're right. You're 100% right. And I've been advocating for a long time, telling people that if you know that you've transitioned from a butch queen thing to a, like if you transition from realness with a twist and you know you're voguing femme, be man enough to say it's time for me to change my category.
Right.
But
that's
why Kool-Aid called that a twirler. He said that's his new name for a twirler. You're no longer a twister. You're a twirler. You're damn near Vogue femme, so you need to just move on and get out of the twist.
That's a bullshit when the girl's sitting around here doing it. But this is the thing. It's a difference for me when you walk in realness with a twist versus when you Vogue femme. I don't want to see all this shit in realness with a twist. I don't want you pulling out no tricks and backflips and no bullshit. I don't want to see that.
What?
I do not want to see that in realness with a twist.
I have a question. Let me ask the question. When you have virgin performance and you have an open to all performance and you have Vogue femme, like the master of the Vogue, and then you have realness with a twist, as far as the virgin performances, you know, transform it into the open to all, do the realness with a twist convert over to the Vogue femme?
Yes, because they got that bullshit called Sister versus Twister shit out there now.
Listen, this is my thing with Realness with a Twist. We have to realize that the ballroom scene as a whole has evolved into a lot. Okay, right. The Realness with a Twist used to be a kinky category, right? Back then, the kids probably wasn't practicing. These twisters get out there and really practice now.
Then you need to go to Vogue femme.
But they're
Why?
Not Vogue femme. They're just master of their craft.
That's not a master of your craft if you threw on a goddamn book bag and a goddamn snapback cap and you thought your ass. Look, okay, maybe I got one of those things. Because I can't do that. Because majority of the kids that's getting by on Realness and Twist are getting by on Schoolboy Realness. That's how they do it. And no shade, that's really how they doing it in Chicago. A lot of the Midwest girls are getting by on doing, they throw a book bag on their back, they throw a goddamn city cap on, and that's what they do.
Wait, was that the original category?
That was not, no.
The original category for Realness with a Twist was black, not Black Milan, it was Gigi Ebony.
No, it was Black Milan.
Black
was. I'm not talking about the original twist. Listen. The original Realness with a Twist was a boy that can get his chance for realness, right?
Okay.
And then he can vote, Maya. Right?
The original Realness with a Twist was, it was you came out the boy. You was already a boy. And they would never in a damn million years think that you Vogue, or did runway, that you cut up, that you was cunty,
right,
or anything of the like. You were judged because of that.
So the problem is not with the twist, it's actually with the realness.
Right, that's the problem.
Because
I'm clocking you. I should never, the girls who walk realness with a twist never Vogue anywhere else. Ever. That was
right.
The thing. They never. If I see you Voguing in a club, if I see you Voguing in my house, bitch, if I stop by and see you Voguing in the middle of the expressway, bitch, walking down whatever the fuck street you on, and you come out here and walk realness, you are getting chopped. I
well,
don't want to see you Vogue ever.
That's, wait.
Okay, I have a caller.
Hold on.
Hold on, Jason.
How can you judge a person for what they're doing outside of the ballroom scene?
Because that was the whole part of it. It was realness.
How can you do that?
I'm judging
because
your
back
realness.
In the day, that's how we used to do it. If we saw you in the club,
thank you,
you had to be real. And if you walked out of the club and you were out of your, that's your realness had to come 24/7. Just like a femme queen got to be real 24/7, and a butch queen in drag should be in drag 24/7. So your realness should be 24/7. If you got out of character other than being behind your own closed doors, if you were in the general public or in a club and you were caught realness, and you were voguing in the back of the club, and you walked the ball 4 hours later, you would get chopped.
You would get chopped.
But wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. 347-426.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Keisha.
Hey.
Hey, Keisha.
Who?
Okay. I'm going back to my boy because y'all hit a nerve.
because that was one of my categories, realness with a twist. And I have to, y'all all are making a lot of sense, but I have to give it to RR and the gentleman. Back in the days, realness was a twist, was you was real 24/7. And the twist was when you went to a ball and you cut up, you had made them gag.
Exactly.
But that was then.
That is,
wait, wait, hold on, hold on, wait, wait, wait,
you.
Wait, 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 wait. Let me finish because I got. I can honestly say because that was one of my categories. Now, it has changed from the last 10 years because the last 10 years, these twisters put on a baseball cap and look real. They walk
it.
A ball and get tens, and they vogue like Hunt. They vogue so feminine that they make the fucking Vogue Femmes look like shit.
Baby, I have said that. And
now,
I'm
going to tell you who really changed. They changed it. Face changed it.
Mm-hmm.
The Rico Allures and the Rico, what's the other Rico? The Rico Allure and the Juan.
And
from
James
that era
Icon
on, from,
as well.
Right, from that era on, that's when the realness with a twist, it just became the girls, they when they vogue, you be like, why they no longer no twisters. But am I finished? What should happen now? Because some of these twisters now should not be doing twisters no more, and the judges should chop them and say, you are Vogue Femme, no more twister, because you're Vogue more feminine than the Vogue Femmes. That's
okay,
how it should stop.
Okay,
well, let me take your girl there.
You mentioned Juan, and I'm gonna tell you, I grew up with him. We friends 20 years. So I want to ask you now:
uh-huh.
Are you telling he changed the game for Butch Queen, Room to the Twist? Because I was Vogue Femme, and he was Room to the Twist. And
Juan is realness, no matter what. Just like Joseph Ebony, realness. Hold up. I'll give it to them. Realness, 110%. You can't take that away from them.
Wait a minute. I have somebody. Now, this is my thing. I'm going to take it back for y'all. I'm going to take it back to the days when Jomar Karan used to come and shit the girls down. Now, that's realness with a twist.
Then we go Karan was definitely realness with a twist.
Who?
Yes.
Then we go Karan.
Yes.
Hydro Rodeo.
Yes.
Hydro Rodeo.
Okay.
That was what I was. That's what I remember.
I would say this. This because my thing is you can't take someone runners away. This because you see someone voguing, you can't chop them because you saw them voguing.
Thank you.
If they real, they fucking real. Because
thank
I bet
you
if they had a big dick and they was real and they fucked you, I guarantee you give them plus. But because they voguing, you're going to chop them because they vogue film?
No,
that's
not
fair.
What they're saying. Listen,
that's
not
fair.
Listen, that's not what they're saying because they real and they vogue. Realness should be 24/7. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be real, be real 24/7. But when you get on a ballroom floor, that's your alter ego.
So is it safe to say you look real 24/7, but you're a total bottom, and you know you're a bottom, so that means you're going to chop them because you know they get fucked like cunt?
No, I'm not going to do that for you. But however, I'll give you an even bigger beat. Bitch, if you know your ass would not do it in a straight club, don't do it here.
Right.
Hold on.
What about the realness kids who get up and drag to turn dates? You gonna chop them?
Yes, I'm gonna chop you too.
Hold on, wait.
How you gonna chop them?
Hello.
Listen, the ballroom scene has evolved to the point where
did you go
you
to a club
to
and get up and geese and try to turn a date?
You have to judge what's in front of you at
thank
that
you
moment.
Yes.
That's just like a face girl coming out of face outside of the ballroom scene, but just when she comes to that motherfucking ball in this major city. So you need to tell me, because I saw her earlier today, she didn't have face, that I'm going to chop her now.
Get the
fuck out of here.
I got a better one for you. Executive realness don't mean you have to look like a thug. Executive realness is you bring it like the category. Just because you look rough and you want to have that person, you shouldn't give up to the person.
The ability of realness is to be able to blend into society, is it not?
Okay,
yeah.
24.
Wait a minute, hold on. 24. Wait a minute, hold on.
Okay,
24/7
you're
supposed to be related to society, right? So
right.
no matter where you go or no matter what you do, just like, okay, let me give it to you. Since you want to break it all the way down, let's break it all the way down tonight. No matter what you say, this boy that got faith, that may not have faith, is still going to be pretty. Or did I miss it?
But
you just said it. You just said if this boy is sitting around here walking around just because he ain't got faith tonight, you may not have faith, but you still pretty. Wait a minute, dog. You just said it, though. If you say that this boy got faith, then that means that he's still pretty. Without this paint on, without no wash, nothing. If this boy walk down the street, some bitch or some nigga is going to still look at him and say he's pretty. They're not going to say that he got faith because they don't know what faith is. You trying to tell me if you saw a goddamn boy, a straight boy, sitting around in the club, and all of a sudden he started voguing, you going to tell me that he's still a straight boy? And I thank you.
No, hold on. Cause this day and age, go to New Orleans and watch how the boys dance. Tell me they're
gay. Okay, wait.
No,
I have something.
So wait,
I
got one for you. Maya, I got one for you.
You've been talking, gay.
Wait a minute. Chris Brown.
Your elder spheres.
He vogues. Is he gay? Chris Brown vogues.
Does that take away his realness?
People, we are not. We can't do this. We're not going to yell over each other, and we're not
going
to talk over each other.
Okay. Somebody needs to go back on hold, or a few people need to go back on hold because it's too much over talk, and it's just like Alexis is. She's trying to get out her point or whatever. I'm trying to hear what she's saying. Then the other boy from Chicago, he's trying to get out his point, and I'm trying to hear what he's saying. And it's just like, y'all just, come on. People need to go back on hold because this ain't the original truth. Okay, so
Jasmine, I'm going to need you to eliminate people, and I need so that we can start taking callers. I mean, everybody has a valid point, and I respect everything that everyone is saying. But we're kind of but we have completely got off of what the topic. I mean, what we're on topic, but
J-Rock,
we completely got off
J-Rock
of what the topic.
Because J-Rock has not made his point yet.
Right, and there are other people that have points, and we can agree to disagree. I mean, and we can go back on this 10 times from Sunday, because this is a topic that we've all talked about on other shows about if somebody walks realness and you see them in the back of the club cutting up, are you going to chop them? I mean, in my mind, what Tony did in North Carolina last weekend when he had a real one, real cunt judging realness, I think for me at a ball, I would prefer someone outside of the gay scene judge that category because I know that you're gay. You know that I'm gay, so even if you come down the runway and you had all this work done, I still know your T. So because I know your T, if I don't feel it for you, girl, she not real, he not real, he don't have faith. So for certain categories, I honestly do believe there should be heterosexual people judging those categories, and those categories we shouldn't be judging ourselves.
Just to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, everyone out there.
Hey, lady, how are you feeling?
Hello, mother.
I'm lovely. I'm just hiding from the cops right now.
Okay.
It's a lot going on.
Not you hiding from Scotland Yard.
No, but I actually love the show you guys have going on right now.
Am I doing you proud, mother?
Great job. I love it.
You hate
it. It's Keisha on too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear her? She's yelling everywhere.
Thank you. Bro. Keisha has blown my eardrums out. I have not made my point on the original.
Let me do a roll call. All right. So, CEO, J-Rock, Jason, Maya, Devin, Mark, Tim Fraud, and Keisha.
Right.
And
R.R. is a part of my show. He loves me now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, here we go.
London, what does it take? I mean, really, it's been 2 months already. What's the tea?
No, I love you. Thank you for being a part of my show with my
and I said that when I first came on. I said, you know what, I haven't been a part of you guys' show, and you were talking about it last night, so I just thought I'd come on and support you guys. Did I not say that to everybody?
Did. Yes, you did.
We're better than the Sister to Sister, the Ayla show, you know, even Kelly show, you know?
Because we haven't got us in any shade yet.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that's what I want. I got an exclusive I'm trying to break, honey. I'm trying to break my exclusive, and honey,
Well, can I make my point first?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
no,
please do.
I'm going to make it an early night tonight. I'm really trying to run from the cop, so I love you all.
Oh, shit.
Oh. These cats out there in the streets, London.
They might be taking mother tonight.
No, they're not.
You're not getting locked.
I can't. I have to go.
Girl, you better hide in the chamber.
Well, stop doing the proof is the new one.
Oh.
Maya, come on. We speak on the phone. Don't show my titty.
Oh.
London, they said you got sick because you got bit by an American mosquito.
Oh,
no, I actually went to borrow your leather pants and actually caught a heat stroke.
That's about right.
A yeast infection, London. A yeast infection or a heat stroke? Which one you said?
A little bit of both.
A heat stroke.
Okay.
No, but I really love you all.
We love you.
London.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
So you can call me when you get there, and we can meet at the bar, okay?
All right, make sure you don't get your hotel from Marcus again.
Thank you.
And are you supposed to mix liquor with that dementia medicine, Maya?
No, but she do it anyway.
Tiffany,
I want to get back on topic.
Tiffany, are we still doing that Ginger exclusive?
Yeah, she is texting me down. She wants to get on the show, honey. Let me just break this up now. Last night we all talked about, for some of the people that's listening did not listen to the show last night. As you could see in most of these groups, you know, it is this boy who is fine as all outdoors, honey, called the Real
Bible.
He all right for me, too. He ain't that fine, either. But for most of the girls...
He is fine.
Well, honey, the word on the streets, and you didn't get this from me, was that, you know, honey, he was with the kids in L.A. over the weekend, honey. They was parading him around as their man, and, honey, went and looked to the side for a minute and dipped. Honey, he stole the kids' Louis. He stole their laptops. He stole their iPads. He stole True Religion jeans. Honey,
Tiffany,
he just what?
Switchboard is asking for his number. So can you send Switchboard the number, please?
Okay. Well, how do I do that? Do I send it to the CEO real quick?
Yes.
How do I do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Is the boy getting on the line or Ginger?
No.
Ginger.
Okay. The boy stole Ginger Mizrahi and what's his name? Trigger Law. He used to be a Milan or something. Now he was a Law. Now he's a Milan. He was a Milan. Now he's a Law.
He used to be Lil Trey, a Law. He is now Lil Trey Mizrahi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's a
Mizrahi. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Tiffany. If Ginger get on this line, you need to text her and tell her to take that list out, because we got to understand what she's saying.
Okay, we're not going to do this.
We will
not
do this right now.
Well, honey, I'm glad Ginger is getting on here because nobody's safe.
We are not
one of them. I want to hear how it all went down, honey. Did you slay the child? The child slay, huh? Like, you know, with
thank
a stone, you know, what was it?
The child is over. No shade.
Okay, I just sent it to the switchboard. I just sent it because she texted me. She said, give me the number, honey. She wants to tell her side of the story, honey.
And we are
not going to
be rude to her.
I know I am. Well, I can't speak
well,
for her, Rob.
I'm going to ask. She's my girlfriend, honey. I know her personally, but I'm still going to say to her, honey, how did you feel when that boy put that tag and said, are you mad?
She's not
going to
give me a scenario. She just gave me a scenario. Bitch,
well, you
I know
what?
You dress like a clown, but do you feel like a clown?
Well, that's your girlfriend, Tiffany.
Hello?
Why don't you be the one who interviews her then?
Right, and we'll just
keep
quiet.
Honey, I can do that, honey.
You all can have questions, but don't nobody get out of pocket. And can we please stop, because I'm getting these inboxes, can we stop talking over top of each other like they do on these other shows? I mean, come on.
Yes, we cannot. Yes, we're better than
that. We can sing together, we can rap together, but we cannot all talk together. Ginger is
yes,
now on the phone.
Yeah, because we're trying to be dream girls, and Keisha's more like, Effie, we can't do it.
Ginger, hey, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, y'all?
How are you?
Oh, we have the Miss Ginger, Miss Rahi. How are you doing today, honey?
I'm doing pretty good, yourself.
Okay, great. Now, let's just jump right into it. Let's cut to the chase, honey. Everybody is talking about it. It's in all the ballroom groups, honey. It's in every picture. The boy has a picture up, the real suave one, I say he's called, honey. And he has your merchandise, honey. They're showing the caption you put about what's going on, and he stole all your stuff. Let's get your side of the story. Now, first, Ginger, was this your man or was he a date? Because the kids are saying it was just a date, honey, and you got caught slipping.
No, it wasn't a date. I had to keep him with Saul when I first got here. It was my friend's cousin, homeboy, and he was with us, and we had been keeping it all or not. This particular day, he had been left with all our shit before. This particular day.
Can you talk a little clearer? Because you sound a little
muffled. Wait, Ginger, we can't understand you yet. Talk a little clearer, honey, and we can't.
My bad.
Okay,
you know
go ahead.
All right, basically, when I first got to L.A., me and that boy was kicking it and stuff. He was kicking it. We have been kicking it for the last, I think it's been like, what, three, four weeks now. We have been kicking it. So I guess this particular day, I don't know when it happened. I know that me and Lil Trey had went out. We end up staying out, like, partying and shit. And when we get back to the hotel room, well, Mashanti was left in the hotel room with the boy. And Mashanti said that she was so-called asleep, but she saw him walk out with our bag. And he stole my iPad 3 and Trey's MacBook. So we listen. So I mean,
and your Louis. And your Louis bag.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Now let me ask you this real quick. Now, in the pictures he put on Instagram, he took one picture at first with the Louis and the earphones. Then he took a picture
right.
with all of your stuff. So basically he took the picture. Do you have your earphones?
Yeah, I have my earphones.
So basically, he took a picture of the setup of what he was going to steal before he actually stole it.
I don't know. I know that he took those pictures in the hotel room. But see, when me and Lil Trey came back, we felt like Mashanti had something to do with it, too, because it was like, it didn't make no sense to me. Like, why would he just take the computers and not the headphones? You know what I mean? And
okay.
And then y'all still had your iPad, and me and Lil Trey should have gone.
But she still had her stuff.
Yeah, she still had her shit. So we thinking that it was a joke. Like, okay, y'all stop playing with it. Blah, blah, blah. We didn't confirm it until we got the Instagram picture. And I didn't know the Instagram name, so I got a name in Lil Trey. We made a comment first, and that's when I went on there. Now, I don't pay for boys. I don't trick. I don't shake my purse. Wrong one. So everybody talking about I shake my purse and this and that. No, I don't. I just get my dates. Okay?
Okay, let me ask you this question real quick, not to break you or not to interrupt you. This is a million-dollar question. How did you feel when you seen that voice said, you mad? How did you feel, Jimmy? Now, I'm not being serious. Girl, when you said, you mad?
No, well, first of all, we got a phone call saying, Ginger, bitch, you gonna get out, girl. Go to Instagram and look. And I saw that. I just gagged my bitch. So, like, I want to see his mug. And I already know where he would find him at. So he's going to be dealt with.
Oh, so he's going to get his comes. But what they say, he normally does this to the femme queen. Have you heard that before?
No, not at all.
Yeah, just let me cut to the bullshit. You my Judy, you my girlfriend, and you know I love you. Well, we're going to keep it all the way funky here. Girl, them children said you was parading that boy all through the club, talking about this was your boyfriend, honey. This my man. This my man, honey. This my boyfriend. So, girl, that's how he got you, honey.
And what club was this?
The club y'all was at. I heard he was giving very much of a tea in the club, in the car y'all was going to the club. He was acting so trady. Man, I'm only going to the club because the bitches be with the faggots. That's what they said the boy was saying. The bitches be with all the gay boys. That I'm trying to go to the club with you, you know, with you, honey, giving that much honey. Not even only that, Ginger, let me cut you off. They said, girl, the boy had took y'all car for a whole half an hour, had y'all standing outside of the valet looking for y'all shit. He had ran up in y'all car for about an hour, girl, before he stole y'all stuff. And, girl, y'all was very much looking like, oh, I might need to catch a cab. But, girl, then he pulled back up talking about, ha, 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 I got lost. For over an hour, you got lost in somebody else's car?
I'm going to confirm that story. He did not take the car. We came to the ball that day, that Sunday. We came with five people. One of the boys that rode with us, he went home. He picked up the sleep from the after hours. He was in the car sleeping. He had left. He was in the ball sleep. So he had went to the car. They had took him home. And when we came out the minibar, they didn't actually came back from dropping him off. So he finally came back to dropping him off. That boy had been with me for the last 4 or 5 days. We had went and took his clothes and everything. That boy had kicked me at the host hotel with us at the Marriott. He was in a room with DJ and Kobe. He had been with us for a while. And I had been with that boy when I first got here.
And the boy have?
I mean, what do you think, Tiffany?
It's not what I think. It's the question. If people want to know, did you and the boy have? Because what other reason would you be calling that boy your boyfriend?
I didn't say the boy was my boyfriend.
But evidently they had, because there's a hurtful feeling to get played and get your shit taken, so I know the feeling.
So, Ginger, let me ask a question. Looking at this picture, I see the hotel keypad on the sink. Do you think that he ran off with one of y'all keys and just came back? Or is that another hotel room that he's in?
No, that keypad wasn't even. What did that keypad say?
Yeah, if you look at the picture, it's the keypad
right underneath the bag.
The hotel we stayed at the Farmer's Daughter, and that's across from the Globe. And I, like, we were in like West Hollywood area. Farmer's Daughter, right across from the Globe.
Okay.
So the key in the picture, I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, maybe it's a credit card, but it's either a credit card or it's a magnetic key, but it's right by the bag.
Okay, well.
Is a hotel, is a key?
Okay, well, let me ask this because, see, this is, all right, this interview is going to keep it a slightly given dry tease. Okay, Ginger, this is Naima. This is what
did
I want to know.
Did you have with the boy, yes or no?
I'm asking who y'all want to know. What do y'all want to know?
Did you have with the boy? Did you have with him?
I mean, what the fuck do y'all think?
No, it's what you want to tell us. What you did you have with the boy or not?
What we think and what you're about to answer, please.
Yes, ma'am, the boy has.
Okay, who fucked who?
You know what?
It's an interview. At the end of the day, I want to know because, honey, the boy said he was bad. So who fucked who? Was it good? Was it bad? Spill the beans, girl.
Does it matter?
It matters how she robbed you.
Damn.
No, I want to say this. Now, y'all will gag, because, girl, I know, honey, Ginger, girl, she ain't no full-bottom, honey, now.
So, basically, so, all right, so hold up. So, that's the answer right there. So, Ginger slayed the child. So, okay, good. All right, work, Ginger. So you got your brownie voice for that, but, girl, you just got a little, sidetracked right there, you know, from it. But, okay, fine. Now, let's get down to this stuff being taken. All right, so we got that out the air. So you telling me that it was somebody, a film queen in there, and she allegedly was sleeping, and
that
this child tipped off with y'all stuff? do you think that, let me ask you this. Okay, Ginger.
Shut up.
Just, like, hypothetically speaking, okay, whoever this child is that was asleep, and then this child ever so conveniently walked out and took, you know, with y'all stuff and hit it, whatever like that, do you think that this child, the Sim Queen maid, did like a little setup tea and was like, listen, you know, you take this or whatever like that or what have you, but give me something out of the deal or I'll make it so that, you know, do you think she has something to do with this?
No, it wasn't a Sim Queen. It was Clay's daughter, Mashanti Ebony, that used to, I mean, Ebony Chanel now. The one that Vogue, the big queen, who used to be a drag, Malia, from Oakland, California.
So you say because it was the child's daughter that she still was set y'all up?
Well, I have a little train here with me. And we both thought that I kind of saying a little train something right. I think that these bitches got it kind of blame it on him. Because this motherfucker ain't never saw nothing before. He had more shit, iPads, money and everything in front of him and he never took it. So all of a sudden our shit coming missing when we gone and these motherfuckers here. So it was more so it's like that's how we look at it. It's not just only on him.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, wait a minute, y'all. If you're listening from the computer, you have 10 minutes. You need to call in before we go to record mode. Right now, I have Ginger, Maya, myself, Tiffany, J-Rock, Mark, Naima, and Dev on the line. So if you're listening from the computer, in 10 minutes, we're going to go into record mode. So you need to call in and start calling in. Go ahead,
Okay.
This is no disrespect to you because I feel for you for what happened, but I need to ask you this question. At some point in time in that week that he spent with you and the time that y'all were spending together, did you ever make him any type of promises that you didn't keep which would have given him the nerve to do what he did because you didn't come through on what you said you were going to do for him?
I didn't promise with that boy that I was going to do this and do that and do this and do that and do this and do that. I told you I had been with the boy. I met the boy when I first got down here. It is my homeboy's cousin, homeboy. And so he'd be around all the time. And he came at me. I didn't come at him. He came at me. He hopped in my car after the club at the Catch on Saturday and was like, where are we going? And we all went to Avalon. He came with us. And he had just been, and then that's how it started. And Brian was
what
like,
kind of car do you drive?
Let me ask this question. Okay, this dude is hanging out with y'all because it doesn't even matter what kind of car y'all had. Y'all had a car. So this dude is hanging out with y'all. He's coming to y'all hotel room. He sees Louis Vags. He sees iPads. He sees MacBooks. I don't know you personally, so I don't know how you get down. If you do party favors, you smoke, you drink, you do an A-ball, you do whatever. So if y'all partying like rock stars and this dude sees all of this stuff, did he not get in his head or did he not see, okay, well, these girls got coins and I'm going to do a setup tee and I'm just going to bide my time and just wait for the right moment and maybe the weakest one in the link when they buy themselves, I'm going to do it when the weakest one in the link. Because if he was hanging out with you, because in my mindset, if he was hanging out with y'all like the way he was hanging out with y'all, he was setting y'all up. But in the process of setting y'all up, either you or somebody in your crew was stroking his ego. Oh, you so pretty, you so this, you so that, I'm going to make you my man. And bada bing, bada boom, he struck, he got what he got, and now y'all need to do what y'all need to do. Because, I mean, even if somebody else, because, I mean, if it was me, a bitch like me, I would have my girlfriend setting her up to come to another room, and it would be a set when she got there.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have made it out that goddamn hotel room alive.
Let me ask you this, Ginger. Have you talked to the boy since then? Have you called? I need to do a commercial.
I'm sorry, then we're going to come back. I need to do a commercial.
Hello?
Hold on, Ginger.
Thank you. October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagareen. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team. Gagareen. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man. That's right, and in special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagareen. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temperance, the overall Mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagareen. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win, $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagareen? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagareen.
Okay, and we are back. Now, what were you saying, RR, or was it Ginger?
It was Ginger.
No, RR asked if Ginger was responding.
If she was what?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying, RR, you asked the question already, and Ginger was responding to what you had asked.
Right, she had responded to what I asked her, and then you guys were...
Okay, yeah, and that's when I said... I remember. And that's when I said I would have done, me personally... I would, right now, are you still where he is?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
What do you mean?
Has she talked to him? Have you talked to him?
Are you, this,
oh,
all,
yeah,
this all happened in L.A., correct? This is all out in L.A.
Correct.
Are you still in L.A. now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because my thing is, if I have a girlfriend that he did not meet, well, there was a girl with me that he did not meet that was staying at another location, and the way that this boy is doing what he's doing, because, I mean, I'm telling you, me personally, I'm staying tuned. I didn't became his friend on Instagram because I want to see what picture he going to post next. And my thing would be, if all of this stuff was done legit, if my MacBook was legit, my iPad was legit, I would be setting this girl up to get my shit back.
We already did that. Like it's already been police reports made before my uncle worked for LAPD. So, we made our police reports. He's gonna get guys. The boy come out. We missed him on his birthday. When we said that, we had just missed him. He was at Trey's. He was at little Trey's sister house, and she didn't realize it until he had just left. I'm like, well, he going to the club. So we were. So we're on to him. The girl's been seeing him, but it's that by the time we get, it's like he's gone. But he's gonna get God. Like, trust me. Like, it's already he's gonna get God. I'm not tripping over the iPad. I get another iPad, try and stuff over there, like it can be, like it's materialistic shit. You know what I mean? And it can be replaced. And my thing is, it was more valuable.
It's the principle.
Yeah, you're right. It is the principle.
And make sure you take a picture when he's gagging and post it.
Bitch, fuck that picture, because I'm recording. It's going to be a video.
I have a question.
Because, I mean,
okay.
so nobody knows where he lives at.
I mean, no, because I emailed him for this month. I gave him one on, I hit him up with a note and told him. And I told his cousin, basically Brian, tell the cousin, we need to see him. Like, for real, for real. So I went out yesterday to go see if he was going to be out, and he wasn't. So he'll be out.
He'd be out from where?
Exactly.
Apparently he's a club kid. So I mean,
okay, I keep getting confused. So let me get this straight, because I know this is on me how I normally get. Okay, so y'all know the boy, or you know of him. Your family knows of him, and don't nobody know where this boy stay at?
Well, when I went, it was to his grandmother's, and we ended up having to meet her at the thing. We went to the house; she already left, so we turned back around and met her at the McDonald's, and she brought in his stuff. Brian, I keep asking Brian, what is Salmo's number? His cousin, the one like his good friend, the one that I met him with. Brian's friend is always. Salmo always changed his number, or he was on the phone with me. He clicked over at their Suave. Was on the phone, but never clicked back over. So it was like a, run around like that.
So ain't nobody got this. Okay, so wait a minute. So ain't nobody.
No,
you just got this set up. So you got the setup worked out. So you got the setup worked out, though, right? The setup is already worked out, though.
Yeah, like he don't get God. We discussed it yesterday.
How long
did
he have? So when did he do? When did he pull this stunt?
He did this stunt, last week?
This happened last Thursday.
Okay, so this is still fresh.
Yeah.
And the boy is still walking around in public.
Well, we ain't seen him in public. Like, he was at, we ain't seen him in public.
And ain't nobody, okay, because that's the thing for me, because, I mean, no shade, Chicago, maybe that's a little bit different, because in Chicago, bitch, if you steal from us, it's an APB, bitch, out on you no matter where you are. We got to say, I don't give a fuck who it is or where you are. If somebody see you
lies
at this
and
club,
fairy tales and gay Christmas curls,
you got to go.
Hold on, let me say this real quick, Devin. I find that hard to believe, Ginger, that nobody has seen him, only because another story I got is that night y'all went to the club, and he was giving all that to you in the car about how he was acting so tradey, like he the trade and he only going to the club with you because the girls be in there. They said listen, this ain't about you right now. What I'm saying is this. When the boy went in the club with you or whoever y'all was with, after he was giving all of that, like, he don't know about the gay stuff, they said, honey, people were screaming that boy's name out from across the club. Hey! Whatever his name is. Oh, what's up? So he know all the butch queens and all the girls, honey. So he's been around the block, honey.
Nothing is different. I'm going to keep it real with you, bitch. First of all, I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I've been around the bush. There ain't going to be no cover. So, faggots lie. Faggots add more to the fire. I mean, add more to the story. The boy never gave all of that in the club, talking about all of the girls. He was at the fucking ball with me. He was at the fucking ball. He was at the ball before the club.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is everybody knows this boy. They said when the boy got in the club, honey, the queens were calling him way across the club.
Nobody's not denying that. I met the boy. He's calling him.
So he's known. So that's what I'm trying to say. He's known, and you trying to tell me don't nobody know where this boy be at, and
well,
some whole damn club calling him out?
Well,
the boy is listening to this conversation right now. So
I don't give a
fuck.
This is the thing. I don't give a fuck what he's listening to right now. The thing about this is the situation that this boy is out there in public, and apparently he ain't getting too far without somebody done seeing him by now, and ain't nobody relayed this message back to Ginger. So the gag is, to me, is that I'm trying to figure out what kind of damn circle Ginger got around her that ain't nobody told her that this shit. Because the first thing I'm going to do when I find out that my shit is gone, somebody done stole my shit, the first thing I'm going to do is tell my sisters, if you see this queer in the street, you make sure you beat the fuck out of him. You call me, send me a text message, whatever. Before he get up out that club, I'm standing in front of that club room. I'm standing in front of that club door.
Ain't nobody seen him.
So ain't nobody seen him, though. Wait a minute, but y'all just said y'all saw him not too long after that, or somebody said that they got wind of him, or he was at somebody's house.
No, he was at Trey's sister house, little Trey's sister house. He stole little Trey's shit, too.
And she didn't know that he had stole this shit?
No, she didn't know that at the time.
He's still there. He's still there.
No, he's not there.
Do we have any callers that might, are there any callers?
Do anybody know this boy, honey? Because they said he done got the Fem Queens.
Because quality as it's kept, in some of these rooms, they're saying that this boy, because if you're in L.A., some of these, they're saying that this boy at one time was in New York doing the same thing.
That boy never been to New York. This boy never been to New York.
You can't even believe half the shit that the girl sitting around there saying. So, child, I'm not going to go through the chat room. My thing is with this. My thing is with who Ginger's friends are. Because right now, this boy is running around here in the street with my shit.
I've been doing some real world career type shit. I haven't been with the girls and faggots. Like, I've only been with one person.
I mean, I understand that you ain't been with the girls and the faggots, but this is the thing. If somebody came through, did this shit, worked this stunt on me, because that's what it is, the girl just turned around and turned the stunt on you. The thing is that you done this stunt, and from what you saying, this boy has been in public since he done this stunt. Or he's been around people since we done this stunt. How long ago? You said that this stunt has been done for over a week. He did this stunt over a week ago, and your friends done saw him. He's been in one of your friends' house. Nobody told that he had got. Y'all never told nobody that he had worked this stunt over y'all over the week?
Because is that y'all pitch? Is that your car picture
something?
That he's standing in front of? That he's
can I say
in front
something?
Of?
Yes. Let me tell you what you, baby, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go real old school, and you need to post on every motherfucking wall that you can that whoever spots this motherfucker in the L.A. area.
That's what
and
I just
tell,
said.
Listen, and tell you where they're at, and it pans out that he's there when you get there, a bitch will get her an iPad.
Oh, she'll get it.
Put a reward of some sort out. And I guarantee you, some little butch queen is going to call you, get you a throwaway phone, and post the number. And I guarantee you, some little butch queen is going to call you and tell you, he's at the bodega eating a hero right now.
You know what? First of all, this is J-Rock. Ginger, you out there?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Ginger, this is J-Rock down here in Houston. One thing I can tell y'all, I'm not trying to defend her or anything like that, but whether the story is lies or whatever, one thing about it, Ginger is not fucked up about the situation, so she's not going to go post this and post that and post this, because I can't say this on Ginger's behalf. She's not going to, it's materialistic thing, so if they catch her, she's already put up.
Listen, it ain't about no materialistic.
It's not about being
that
fucked up about.
A motherfucker came in your face.
Right.
In your face and took your shit and then had the audacity to post
saying.
It and ask, are you mad about
right.
the situation?
Right, that's what it's
so
about
are you
to me.
So are you going to spend your fucking life trying to look for the boy?
Yes, because you turned around. No, because you know what? Okay, let me go ahead, because y'all don't really want to go through this one, but then I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's exactly what Tiffany got through saying. You came up in my shit. You disrespected my shit. You was hanging around me for the entire 4 days. You came up in my shit. You stole my shit. You took it out.
You
get your ass whooped, not for what you stole, but for what you did.
Yeah,
and then you got the nerve to sit around there and jump
online. That's called when I see you, it's going to be fucked up on sight.
And since I can't,
see
you,
then,
I'm about to
send
somebody to find you.
But until then, I'm not bothered. I got other fucking things
no,
to do.
No, I'm bothered.
Well,
no,
I'm
you steal from me,
saying,
then I'm bothered.
Until we meet again, we got unfinished business.
Right, you stole from me, and you not only did you steal, you bragged about the fact that you stole from me. I can tell you
exactly.
That you just stole some shit. If you just stole
so you
some
like,
shit, okay, then I'll chop it up.
But you
done stole my shit, and
you
gonna brag
about
it.
Well, y'all
gonna
be some bothered motherfuckers in this life, then, if y'all gonna let somebody bother y'all like that shit.
No, because the girl that turned around and gave
to
me, she got her ass whipped that night.
bitch, when I see you, it's going to be a fucking misunderstanding when I see you. I'm fucking you up on site. But until then, bitch, I'm not bothered.
I didn't have
I got
it. J-Rock. Like, J-Rock, when I did it, it was two. Maybe when I did it, it wasn't no. It wasn't no internet. It wasn't no whole lot of pictures on internet. It was just telephone, and it was just a part. It was just a telephone. And I told every bitch in the motherfucking world, this bitch stole up out my house. This bitch came up in my motherfucking shit. I told the goddamn party line, bitch. I don't give a fuck what the fuck I did. And you tell me when you find this bitch, and the girl called me within the hour and told me this bitch up here. This bitch is up here in Boys Town. You need to come up here and get this bitch, because I just found her within the hour. That's why I said, I don't give a fuck about you stealing. You ain't got to. It's not the fact that you stole. It's the fact that you stole and you bragged about it. That's getting your ass whooped. I don't give a fuck. Right? Like you said, shit is replaceable. Shit is done. But when you turn around and do it, I'm going to tell my girlfriends this is what it is. This bitch ran up in my house. I don't give a fuck if the bitch stole the porn tape. Bitch, you ran up in my house. You stole my shit. She ran out the door, and she tried it. Bitch, when you see this bitch, you call me. You let me know where the fuck she is, because I'm on my way down there to wherever the fuck she is. Plane, train, automobile, or the first fucking thing smoking.
So are you going to do this every day until you see
No,
her?
I'm not going to do it every day. I'm going to wait for
That's
the phone call
I'm
to come
saying.
Back to me where
once
she is.
Once you
at.
Make your call, once you make your call, you
and
make
that
your
was
call
it.
Until you see them, move on, move the fuck on. So the way that y'all saying it is, I'm going to keep on going. I'm about to keep on going.
No,
R.R.
did not say that.
Well,
R.R. said I would post this shit in every room and turn around, and that's what he's supposed to do. That's what you do when you put out an APB on somebody. You let them know because you only got to post it up in there once, and once you post it up in there once, the girls are going to let you know what's going on. Like R.R. said, tell the girls it's a little reward. I drop you a little something or whatever the case may be if you need to add some incentive to the
And give
pod.
Them a throwaway phone number. You get your little throwaway phone just for that purpose, and when that phone rings, you know somebody got a tip.
And that's it. Because, bitch, I'm going to pass
yes,
you.
Yes, the tip
well,
hotline.
Bitch,
well,
I did not come up with the tip hotline.
Ginger, I want to thank you for giving us the exclusive. I want to thank you for getting your side out there, be it fabricated, or be it the truth or whatever happened. The point is that the boy came into your
But I
building.
Have one more question for Ginger, not to cut you off, sweetie. Ginger, can you just tell me one thing? What lesson have you learned from this?
Lesson? This was not a lesson learned.
Never trust a pretty face and a smile.
Oh, I mean, it's
that boy was poison.
I understand where you're coming at, like for it being a principal, but this wasn't a lesson learned because the girls get wives every motherfucking day, all the training and all the girls, and they meet boys one time and want to bring them to the room and this and that. So at the end of the day, you know, to each his own. It is that like, I wasn't the last laugh. Like
right.
I'm not gonna sit here. And stress and be over it. Oh my God, I'm crying. Like, bitch, I'm irritated that bitch, she got my true religion. Not the ones he got on, but bitch, so he took two pairs. Well, bitch, I just got
You're more mad about the true religions than the damn iPad?
Bitch, girl,
yes, because the true religions were more expensive, bitch. Yes.
Well, my,
thank you.
Honey,
iPad started at $4.99. True religion started at $150. Honey, my 5-year-old wisdom, honey, you can't tell me nothing about a true religion.
Tiffany, you ain't got no money, girl.
No, girl, see.
Oh, girl, please. You know,
well,
honey, anything
lesson,
about me is coins in front of my name, honey.
That I think the lesson learned in this that I took out of this is that a bitch needs to stop having 9 people in one room.
Thank you.
When you have somebody that you don't know from a can of paint.
Yes,
they don't need to be in my room. My possessions, my possessions should be locked away. If I don't know you, that's just like when a date comes to my house and has been to my house for the first time, you sit where I tell you to sit, boo-boo. When I tell you to move, you move. If you need to go to the bathroom, I'll
you
show you where
that.
It's at.
You better say that.
Hello, some of y'all,
yes.
My shit is in my bedroom, bitch, and you probably will not make it
yes.
past the front room.
And,
okay.
and you don't leave till I let you out. And if
yes.
I have to do the pat down, I'll do the pat down. But
yes.
if I don't trust you, and I see, and I'm an old school girl, so if I get that vibe that
yes.
something ain't right, we not even going to have. You going to see the door.
Yes.
So everybody don't come back to my hotel room. When I get ready to leave next month to go on my trip, and I'm going to be gone for how long I'm going to be gone, trust and believe, you might be cute. I'll come to your room, and when I come to your room, I'm going to check your room and look at your lamp, look at this, make sure ain't no cameras nowhere, because ain't nothing going on.
That's a ginger egg.
I'm not giving all that.
So, ready prior to, like, left by itself. But this particular night, I had a room. I had Mashanti. Listen, Mashanti came over. Jay came over. When me and Lissa was out already, it was Mashanti. It was another boy in my room. That's a Chanel. That I don't know his name, but he's over with us. With it was him, two, and Slade. We had been gone. So Mashanti was like, you know, he just left. Y'all just missed him. So he had beat me to the room by 10 minutes. And Mashanti said, y'all just missed the boy. So if you saw this boy with my book bag on his shoulder and shit, why would you let him walk off out of the room? So
that's what I'm saying. I got a problem with.
And see, that's that's what I have a problem with right there. If I don't know you from Adam or Eve, bitch, you don't touch my possessions. My nieces and nephews don't even come in my house and touch stuff without asking me.
That's right. They don't even get to touch the remote control. I'll be like, sweetie, why are you touching that? Oh, I want to turn the TV. Did you ask me? You gotta correct them in the beginning.
Because if I even look at you and it look like you scoping shit out, oh, bitch, I got to get you out of here.
You know what I mean? But the shade is just to go to the store and talk to him. Like, they're not going to, girls, that's how it's going to he's still. All the girls that are on the serial show listening to it, about 95% of them, you know, when they see him, they're going to want to try to play or want to try to get their life. At the end of the day, bitch, they're going to get got you.
And exactly, because that's what a lot of the messy girls have been saying in the room.
I mean,
he ain't got to steal from me. But the sad part about it is he took possession from you. The next girl, he might take their life.
How about that's what I told the girls last night. That's what I said last night. It could have been a lot worse. Thank God nobody got hurt.
But Ginger,
we thank you. Please keep us posted. I truly, truly do like that you gave us this exclusive. This makes us feel so special because the truth is somewhat of the truth, or the story is out there now, that the girls need to beware. If you see that face, you need to do what you need to do. Knock her for Ginger for GP, because it's not about the possessions. It's about the general purpose of the fact that he did what he did, and what he did was wrong. If he needs to break a finger, take a tooth, his face already got enough tattoos on it, so a scar ain't going to make no difference.
Yeah, it will.
Bitch, fuck him first, then beat him up.
Child, you need to take him in right in front of everybody, pull his pants down, spit on it, and jam it up in there.
Yes,
You better not come on for cornhole. You better cornhole.
Was the cake good? Was the cake worth all your misery? Was the cake good? Let me get that as a parting, honey, a parting gift. Was it at least worth it? Ginger?
I guess not.
I can't. So
his cakes was given popcorn.
We finished this and this and this, and I don't mean to come into y'all's show, but since y'all got it hot like that, since we finished with Ginger, has anybody ever had an incident like that where the person that you had met or been introduced to was so fine, but you let your guards down and they managed to get over on you and take something?
No.
Yes. So this happened to me. I ain't even gonna lie. It has happened.
Yes,
this is when I learned my lesson.
No, you ain't get past the front door.
And just like I said, I learned. It was a date one night a long, long time ago, and I brought him back, and I let him take a shower, and I went and did something. And you know how sometimes you don't, when it's your house, you don't miss stuff right away, but eventually you're going to realize it's gone. And one morning I was getting ready to go for a run, and I was looking for this one. You know how long ago it was, because it's a Walkman. And I was looking for my Walkman, and I couldn't find my Walkman nowhere. And then it finally dawns on me. It was sitting on the table the night that dude was here. So when he left, that's why he left as fast as he left in a hurry.
because he took my Walkman. And then the next
time I saw him. When I see you, that's a clue. When you trying to hurry up and get the fuck out the door.
Thank you. What's your rush, boo?
Right.
What is your rush? You was fine at the end when we was fucking. What's your rush?
I'm going to tell y'all something that happened to me. One thing I don't do and one thing I'm not. I'm not thirsty. And one thing I don't do is entertain the trade, even the Butch Queens, because they'll turn you too. But I really don't entertain the boys like that for them to turn me. But I will tell you of an incident where I did get turned. And this really brought a light bulb on in my head. And this was when I was living in Philadelphia years ago. And I had this guy that I used to date, but he was like a date. Like, he paid me for services. And he used to, I had gotten so comfortable with him that, like, when he would come to my house, he would put the coin up on my dresser, and the services would then be rendered to him. And then, this one particular day.
Okay.
I love the way you put that.
I had went downstairs because I had a house in Philadelphia. He was like, I'm thirsty or whatever like that. He said, can I get something to drink? I said, sure, I'll get something to drink. Because I was so comfortable with the boy or whatever, with this man. So I went downstairs, got him something to drink, and, came back upstairs or whatever. And like I said, I'm used to, when we first dated, he would give me the coin. I would go in another room, put the coin up. Then I had gotten so comfortable that, I was like, all right, honey, leave the coin on the dresser. And I always would keep my eye on the coin. And then, like I said, we would, the services, that were provided. And then, he would pop my coin. I would, my coin would be there, whatever, like that. So it didn't dawn on me that this man would actually do what he did. So I came back upstairs. I gave him a glass of juice or whatever it was I gave him. And, he turned in every. So we casually had, a little conversation. He was like, all right, so, just about that time, I'm going to roll out. And I was like, all right, fine, then, whatever. Paid completely blonde, okay? And so, I walked him downstairs and everything, walking out the door. I was like, all right, boo. I said, don't forget, same time, same channel, honey. That was my little line.
Come
I always
on with
told him.
Girl.
So I go upstairs to do something, and something says, your money going. Just like that. I go in my room and I instantly break out into a sweat and my pressure raises and everything. And I look and I run and I look. I said, oh shit. So I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe it fell. I'm knocking over shit, looking for stuff and everything. I was like, oh, this motherfucker got me. So from that point on, I was like in a rage. I was like, just nasty faggot ass, honey. She can't help but to be down on 13th Street looking for some cock. I said, I'm gonna find her. Trust and believe, I'm gonna find her. So I alerted my girlfriends. I was like, bitch, remember so and so in the truck? Anyway, make a long story short.
Impossible.
My girlfriend down there, she had called me up. She was like, bitch. She said, remember that guy you was talking about, whatever like that, or stole something or whatever like that? You stole your coins away. And I was like, yeah. She said, girl, I think he's riding down here, right? But it's not the same truck. So I said, bitch, I'm getting my clothes on. So I got my stuff on. I hurried up on down to 13th Street, whatever like that, but he wasn't down there. But a girlfriend of mine came out of town the next day. And he called her ad. He called her ad. And I happened to tell her my story, whatever like that. And she said, what you say you look like again? I said, yeah. So, girl, she went in the bathroom. She was like, girl, I think this man is here. And she was like, bitch, you like the suspect and all that? I was like, yeah. So I was like, girl, take a picture of him and let me see it real quick. It was him. When I got there, I said, you want to steal money? You want to carry whatever like that? Girl, we beat her. I got some coins out of him. She got her coin first, but I really didn't get all my money back that he took from me. We got coins out of him. He left. He wound up calling the cops, talking about, these two drags, robbed him to beat him in the hotel and everything like that. And stuff. And we played dumb, but we got locked for it. So that was a situation that happened with me. But, any other time, I don't do boys like that. Like I said, you come to my house, I put all my stuff up.
I don't leave nothing out vulnerable for you. I don't leave no temptation,
but
nothing
you see,
like that
your
out
story,
for you.
Your story was similar to hers. She got comfortable with the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with this boy for a couple of days, so she felt comfortable with him. He didn't steal her stuff while she was in the room. He waited for her to leave the room, and there was someone else in there who was a little more vulnerable, who he probably said, I'll let you suck my dick if you let me steal this shit.
He might
but
not
he probably
even
didn't
say
even
that.
Say
oh,
that.
You know what? The
he
thing
probably didn't
out.
Even say exactly. He probably didn't even say that. You know what? You know what I really think? And you know, I'm gonna call it for what it is, because I'm an old school girl. You know what I really, really think it is? What I really think it was? What I think it was, you know, Ginger and the child. You know, man had they did whatever the kids may be or whatever. And you know, I guess you know the boy got them whatever. You know what I think it was? I think when they all left out, the child, whoever it was that was in there, probably cut up and played around with him. They might have got a little, spilled the blood on whatever they did, and she played with him.
That's
and
what I'm thinking. Yes, that's what I mean.
That's
and
what
the
I'm
same
thinking.
Must have went to, she fell off to sleep, whatever. He must have been laying there with her. She fell off to sleep into a coma, whatever like that. He got up and dipped off when he had the opportunity.
That's what it was. That's just how it played out.
That's what I mean, it's certain stuff. Like I said, Naima, you gagged about it, but you know what you just got through saying is exactly what I just said. You told everybody or you told your girlfriends about what
I
happened.
Did.
And
I
your
did.
Girlfriends called and told you,
they did.
Bitch,
yeah.
This is where this nigga is. When,
yeah.
that, when this shit that happened to me, the shit that happened to me was
she...
the Butch Queen. And the
right.
Butch Queen came around there and stole my shit. Girl, she walking around out there in public with my shit, and she telling the girls, well, she got yada, yada, yada. Bitch, the girls called me on the phone on a fucking pay phone. Oh, you need to come down. You need to come
bitch,
down to yada, yada, yada. Miss Thing got your shit. You know, yada, yada, yada. Bitch, I was down there in less than an hour. Girl, I'm mugging the shit out this bitch in the middle of Belmont. Bitch, because you got my shit.
You
can't
you
tell
what,
me
like,
about that. That's
you
what
know
I'm saying. What if this boy ain't been out no more since he done got these bitch on his stunt?
He been out. But I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you something. Just like you just said, and I want to piggyback on what you said. The girl, well, and Ginger said it too. You know, the girl's going to see this boy or whatever, you know, and they're gonna pay the fee. They probably still gonna have him, whatever the case may be. Let me tell you something. If your girlfriends or your real girlfriends or your friends or whatever that they claim themselves to be or whatever the case may be, they gonna let you know, girl, he's here or girl, I got him, whatever, come get him, you know, or something like that. Let me tell you something. This day and age and time, real friends are very few, and that's why if I call you my friend or, you know, my loved one or my sister or I love you, if I come out my mouth and I tell you I love you, you are in a different circle, a different category from other people who I socialize myself
mm-hmm.
with, because you have associates and then you just have your kiki girls and then you have your friends. To me, a friend is something above anything else, other than is above a kiki, above all of these other little things that you may, you know, pass by in a club or whatever the case may be. To me, a friend is somebody that is my backbone, somebody I can confide in, somebody that I can trust.
And you know something? Everybody keeps screaming about, oh, that was back then, that was the old school days. But you know something? All of us from the old school days survived. We're still here,
mm-hmm.
and we looked out for each other back then,
sure
unlike
did.
Today. The girls don't look out for each other like that today, because back in the day, a week wouldn't have went by. That boy would have been found in 2 days.
That boy
sure
would have been found
right.
in less than,
it's
right.
not the
say
same night. It's not the same night.
Because it's not the same
me.
Night.
Because
bitch, ain't no way in the world, bitch, I tell you what I would have did. Yes, he's sexy as hell, bitch. I would have had him, and on the way to my house, I would have called you and told you, bitch, we on my way
is.
To my house, bitch, I'm about to fuck the shit out of his ass. You need to be there in an hour.
The
I'm about to lay his back,
was,
bitch, and you need to be
The boy
there.
Was still in the same hotel. That's why you saw the key on the sink, because he went to another room in the same hotel, because he was in a hotel bathroom, because I looked at the picture.
Right.
And he was in the same
is,
hotel
that
when
that
he
was
took
me
the
and my
I'm about to get into this picture again.
Because
he went
back
to somebody
then,
else's room and took that picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a picture.
But now nowadays you gotta, you can't even, like I told, like I said yesterday on last night's show, I do the test that my grandmother did, and this is how I eliminate a lot of people in my house. That's why my grandma would give me anything in the world, because she would leave change and stuff on the floor. And I would pick it up and be like, Grandma, you dropped this or whatever. And that's how my grandmother knew which one of her grandkids she could trust and who she didn't. Because if I find come into your house and I find money on the floor, that's where it's going to stay, because it's not mine.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Jason. And you know, because me and you both are from that era and time where we, you know, do things like that. You know, when I had my house in South Philly, my at that time my daughter was Erica, Mother LaCroix. She's Mother LaCroix now, but at that time she was my daughter then when we were all grown. And you know, at that time she was born with this this child. He was a butcher. They all lived there. Whatever, my kids were living there and everything. And I'm gonna tell you something about me. You know, when I go to other people's houses, you know, depending on who you are, I'm on guard, you know, mm-hmm. everything that I have. But in my mm-hmm. own house, I'm not. And one rule that I keep to myself, not only do I keep to myself, but I instill in everybody who comes across my threshold, no matter, you know, where I may reside my head at, and that is, you know, if I'm somewhere where I lay my head down there and I go to sleep or whatever like that, this is where you enter your most deepest meditative state, which is where you're sleeping. Then, you know, I need, you know, all of my guards there, everything is there, and everything, you know, and I'm comfortable. When I had my house in South Philly, I used to leave money around everywhere, and my kids, they would leave their coins, their IDs, they would leave everything around, because that's the type of household that I ran. Even now, in me living in New York City, anybody who comes inside my home that, you know, I may call family or my gay family or my sister or this, my brother or somebody I love, whatever like that, these are people that I can trust, that I can leave money out, or I can leave certain things out, or they leave certain things out, or people who come to my house and they have forgotten that they've left things. I've called them, but I tell them I'll put it up. That will not steal. I cannot stand.
Hold up, I got a question. Okay, so if we're talking about the material things, like Jim just said, I'm not going to lie, I didn't really go with the story. It was just a lot of mumbling, so I really wasn't. But at the same time, I have to wonder how the feeling is. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm a person that has never, ever in my life stole anything. I'm not saying I stole anything, but as far as, like, getting, like, crafting, I've never done that a day in my
mm-hmm.
life. At the same time, I wanna pose a psychological or an emotional question. How does it feel versus when you paid for it versus when you craft? I mean, is there a different feeling? Cause you
Let me say this to you, sweetie. Let me stop you right there. It doesn't matter about the feeling. She still took a risk to get it. And at the end of the day, when you're taking a risk, it's the same thing as paying for it, because you put something out there that you didn't have to put out there, your livelihood. When you work
exactly.
for your money, it's your livelihood.
How about what's mine?
When you work
mine.
For your craft, it's your livelihood. So at the end of the day, it was
freedom.
Her livelihood. Exactly.
You know what? I thought also to disagree with you, RR, but at the end of the day, that is, you did work for that.
You worked whatever you did to get your hands on it. It's yours. I'm not going to turn you. Just because I don't do stunts don't mean I don't value the I don't value the sentiment that goes with doing a stunt. I know
that
what you
would not have me agreeing with Trance.
I got to understand what you did. That's the reason why I say it when people say, well, you know, you're just going to be pressed. I'm not going to be pressed about it. I'm pressed because you stole from me and then you burned.
Right.
I could care
right.
less about you what you stole, because just like I did that, I know how to go ahead and get another one.
Right.
But the thing about it is that you stole from me. You walking around here bragging about it and you posted about it? Bitch, you
and
got
I don't even
right.
think it's
the
about
fact,
the stealing. It's
disrespect.
More about the posting and the fact that I was good to you for those couple of days, and this is what you do to me in return.
I mean,
right.
that's
for me, it's
way has posted up
it's
and
like
got pictures in front of the car.
Just
he got pictures in the car. I mean, it's like
it's the principle.
He was with y'all, like he was just, he was literally in pictures, like he was just the only thing that was missing from the pictures was Ginger. But the car was there, him behind the driver's seat. I mean, if you are his friend on Instagram, I got into them pictures and I was like, this boy was really
played a role. If he was a prostitute, if he was
that's not uncommon. For me, that's not uncommon. No shade.
Let me say this. We have an old school saying that says, why take a chicken wing when you can take a whole chicken? Had he played his cards right, Ginger probably would have made him husband for or the flavor of the month, and she would have served him .com with shit that he could have had of his own.
Okay.
Right.
That's what
but
he'd rather have a chicken wing
that's
than have a whole chicken.
See, for me, that's like that's not unusual things for me. I've seen the trade, like I guess you could say like the boys sound trade. I'm quite sure RR see it with the little, you know, back in the day with the peer trade, where the trade just used to hang around and all of a sudden you just wonder, why is this boy hanging around me all day? And
right.
The girls just getting into him and shit. They going to all the spots. Like Tiffany was saying, the boy talking about, oh, I want to be around y'all because y'all want to be. You know, I heard all them lines and shit before. Oh, I want to be around y'all because that's where the hoes are and all this shit. Then next thing you know, 10 minutes later, I hear the oohs and the ahs coming from the IHOP bathroom, bitch.
Ooh.
No, you're not about to get it. And then he wondered why he can't get next to me. I'm like, bitch, did you not just dig in my sister's back, bitch, in the bathroom? Well,
okay,
that's not the thing. You don't seem like that kind of person. No, bitch, you're not about to get me. No, bitch, I'm not about to have all this bullshit. So you got to have a better estimate about the trade that you got around you.
Come on now.
Because, bitch, I don't do all that shit. Just because you done already slayed my sister's back and I done already turned around and do it, like you said, this nigga done been to the club and you done heard like 50 million butch queens screaming his name, bitch, that's
everybody
a red flag. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go after I done heard like 15 butch queens screaming your name. Now, the problem with that situation is that out of all them 15 butch queens that you heard screaming his name, one of them is your girlfriend. Somebody should have walked up to you and said, bitch, this motherfucking faggot has a tendency to pull a stunt.
But what they did
watch
say
your
is,
shit.
He got me, so I'm going to let him get you.
Right, and see, that's some shade because ain't no honor amongst thieves no more. Back in the day, it used to be that. Because a girl would walk up to me, I'll walk up to a bitch and tell her, look, this nigga done fucked like 15 girls. You better watch your shit.
Right.
And if you fuck with them, you better have a condom. Bitch, and I didn't turn around here and just walked away.
You know what? That's why I'm glad. That's why I'm glad I came out late, because it was stuff like that that made me scared to even deal with trade when I first met, like, my gay friends, and they would say, like, I came out of New Orleans, and they used to always say, girl, trade, got me together. And I used to be like, what you mean got you together? And I'm like, what happened to your eye? Girl, trade popped me, took my PlayStation and all. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is trade, and why is they taking your shit? When I've learned what it was, bitch, I never wanted to fuck with trade because I was going to kill somebody.
Oh, no, I didn't know, because it was always that situation. Like,
you know what, that be those girls. But that be those girls that's dick hungry and crazy.
Same.
Or ass hungry and crazy, whatever, that the trade get them, and they just live for the illusion of trade and everything. Let me tell y'all something,
it
okay?
It seems like they think trade validates them. Like, it makes them feel
exactly.
Like it's
there you
and
go.
It's not that, is it?
I mean, I can have you, but you got to realize the idea of what trade is, bitch. If you the thing about it is, if you deal with trade, and because let's go, just about all of us here live in an area where trade is a population, bitch. You know what you do, bitch. You know what this nigga give, and you know what this nigga give in your area. So, bitch, how about this? I'm going to treat you like trade. Bitch, I'm going to invite you over. We're going to do whatever we're going to do. And you're going to go
get
home.
The fuck out.
You're not going to make it pass whatever.
Say
like,
that
all
word
my
again.
Shit,
say
all
that
my
word
shit
again.
Is in my bed. All my
you're
shit is in my bedroom. All my shit is in my bedroom, bitch. You're not going to make it past my living room.
That's right.
Bitch, if all my shit is in my bedroom, you're not going to make it past my living room. All my shit used to be in my basement. Bitch, you're not going to make it past my bedroom. Oh, I need a glass of water. You saw the kitchen when you came up in here. Bitch, the cup is in the sink. Bitch, you better grab one. Girl, no shade. Get some ice.
Let me ask
girl,
you this.
You
the word you just said was trade, right?
Right.
What does the word trade mean? It means to exchange.
That's it. Bitch, we
so
have done
this
for
you. You give it to somebody else. That's
you
why
not
they
rush,
call it
you
trade.
Not rushing. He not rushing out the house. I'm rushing him out the house.
You
got
don't
to go.
Pay trade
oh,
to
I can't
stay.
You know, I can't kick it. I can't stay around. No, I got something else to do. I'm about
that
to get ready to get dressed. I got somewhere
that,
else to go.
You know what that turns him into? You turn trade into a trick.
And that's what you is. That's what trade has always been to me. No shade. I'm sorry. I know girls got different ideas or whatever it is. That's what trade was to me. If that's what it was, I didn't ever have no extension on what you was.
So I had the question to her. Her original question to her was, did you promise him anything? She got very silent for about
a
minute.
Yeah, but I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing.
I let it go, too. That's why I kept asking
nothing.
The questions
I
that
left
I asked.
It alone.
That's what Mr. Man said in the chat room. He said, no, what they did was they promised that boy something and didn't deliver.
That's the
And what it probably was that they promised him, they probably said, oh, yeah, oh, your birthday, oh, I'm going to treat you good for your birthday. And he saw what they had, and that's why I said what I said. He saw the Louis bag. He saw the MacBook. He saw the iPad. He saw the Dr. Dre headphones. I guess that's what they call Dre
headphones. And all you
going to
buy me is
or whatever. He saw all that. He saw y'all doing 8-Balls and doing Molly's and whatever else that y'all was doing. And he saw y'all living like rock stars. So he said, oh, I got a good bunch this motherfucking time. And he smiled. And you smiled, and he batted his eyes, and he showed you his trade, or he showed you his cakes, and you was like, yes, this is the one, this is the motherfucker, I'm going to take this bitch to the ball, and I'm going to gag the motherfucking girl, and he said,
I'm going to parade him around, as
and
I'm
going to do what I'm going to do, and he said, okay, my services are going to cost you, and when it came time to deliver what they needed to deliver, he couldn't do, so he said, gotcha, it's going to get you, and I got you.
I can't do it.
And that's why he wrote what he wrote on that post.
You mad.
Ain't no way. Right. Ain't no way
y'all,
you did all that
hoes,
shit. But
y'all hoes that sat here and dissected that picture. That's why he said that shit. Ugh, Epiphany.
But
see,
let me
I have always told
let
the girls, and,
okay.
Like, I've always told the girls that to me, trade, like, I don't live, I trade is something that I play with. You trade is to be played with, and then you put them back on the shelf, and you go off. If I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm going to be in a relationship with a butch queen. If I just feel like I'm playing because, like Angela Bassett say, I want to get my feet wet, then I might do the trade. But it's like you don't wife, just like you don't wife a hoe, you don't wife a hoe, you don't husband trade. You can't
girl,
you don't
you
husband
know,
trade
the thing
because
about
they
it
gonna come
what,
to you
what
with baby drama,
to?
Baby mama drama. I need Pampers. I need this. I need
no.
that because they gonna always have their own hustle while they trying while you trying to hustle them.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna be hustling you.
Exactly.
It's a song my mother
see,
used to. It's
that's
a song my mother used to
off.
Play, and I never understood it till I became an adult. And it was everybody plays the fool. Now you
mm-hmm.
might think you fooling me, but bitch, I'm really fooling you.
Okay, well, let me tell y'all how I do it, because I'm so old school with mine, you know. And then I definitely sold them this, you know, this car that they don't be looking for. With me, I'm gonna give y'all a prime example. The last time I had went out of town, right? I had went out of town, and I was everybody knows how infamous 42nd Street is, okay. So I'm getting out the cab, whatever, getting ready to, you know, go inside 42nd Street to get on my bus. The Port and Authority. So, yeah, the Port Authority. So you know anybody who knows anything about New York City knows what Port Authority is. So before you even get into Port Authority, it's a full show. So this one boy, you know, he came up to me. He was like, you know, hey, Ma, what's good? You know, just throwing the gravy on and everything, honey. And so I said to him, I said, well, baby, I said, baby, do you know you talking to a transsexual? He was like, oh, yeah, you know, you're cool, whatever, like that. You know, I'm trying to be with you. You know, I'm going to talk to you. I'm trying to be with you and all this. And I said, baby, you don't know me to want to be with me. I guess he thought his little young school lines, you know, was going to work on an old school girl. And so what I hit him with was, I was like, well, boo, I said, well, you trying to do all of these things that you want to carry and cut up, talk about, yeah, you know, you got something real big for me and all the same. You know, I told him, I hit him with, well, how you know that's what I want? I said, can you buy my hair for me? Can you get this? What you mean? No, I got some this for you. I said, oh, well, I got something for you, too. You want some of that? So his boy was like, nah, I don't get down like that. I said, they don't disrespect me like that. I give them exactly what they give me. And my thing is, when it comes to trade, because this is why I don't mess with trade. When it comes to trade, though, if I do mess with trade, it's we're doing what I want to do on my terms, on my time, when I want to. You're not going to call me when it's convenient for you, when you want to do something. Huh?
Nah,
honey.
See, that's why I go
I agree.
With
you know what else I hate?
Is trying me in this motherfucking tea party.
I hate, honey, what I hate is, I take it back to the old school, honey. I hate when the kids come at me and they think, oh, you a big girl, you going to shake because you big. Oh, baby, I ain't got no low self-esteem. I tell them, I go old school. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be
okay.
With me. Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
But the rent.
We can turn around to carry.
No.
I'm just not getting ready to carry.
My mom used to tell me that finance without romance will stand you no chance.
Bitch, you're not coming over. No shade. You come over when I call you to come over. When the shit is done, you got to go. We not doing all this. You ain't going to do this. You going to do this. You going to do that. We ain't doing all that. I didn't come here for all that. We ain't do all that in the first place. Let's not make more out of it than what it is. I'm not going to return to all this shit.
Naima, I have a question. Is
Naima there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
I have a question. Back to the original topic. Do you think that those Bush queens are using y'all the way y'all use the Bush queen?
I want to say yes and no to that. I want to say yes partly because I feel like some Bush queens try to compete against. Now I'm going to say I am a film queen. I am what I am. I'm not going to say female figure because I don't identify that. But I think some Bush queens try to compete against me, or they try to shade me. They act like they like me or use me or whatever the case may be, but they be slightly shading me or trying to give it to me, trying to hand it to me.
When I say use, because those, you know, Bush queens use film queens to try to get trade because they know the trade, like the film queens. And
right,
the film queens,
that's what I was getting to.
Oh, okay, and the film queens use the bunnies to get the grown man with the money.
Well, see, no,
the grown
man
like little bunnies.
Well, see, no, you know what? See, here's the thing with me when it comes to the Bush queens. My tea is I like Bush queens. I like to cut up with them. I like to carry with them because, one, they know what they are. They insecure with their sexuality. I like the Bush queens where you don't have to play trade on my time. If you look masculine to me and we could pump the street and give it, you know, like, okay, that could be a boy and a girl, or then again, you know, whatever the case may be, that's what I live for. That's what I go up for. I don't do the ones where, you know, where we pumping the street and you got a pocketbook but you flat chested, blonde hair, liquid eyeliner, eyebrows and lip gloss, but you flat chested. I don't do that. I don't do those kind of rambling. I'm being judgmental or whatever like that, but there's just certain levels of gay I just don't dig. And to me,
we all get them.
I like the ones where, you know, even when it comes to us cutting up, you have to be a certain kind of cut up for me, you know, that's going to turn my wheels in my head. But, you know, but as far as having the Bush queens around me with the trade or stuff like that, I don't mix it. If it's a piece that's coming to see me or a boy or whatever the case may be that I'm about to entertain, and I know I'm about to entertain the carry cut up, the Butch Queen has to go home. She had to leave my presence because I'm about to carry and whatever, and they have to go. If I'm out in public and me and this particular person, even if it's just a snack or something like that, I don't entertain Butch Queens in my face too long because they're stinky. But I will say that if I'm not entertaining a piece or a trade or get ready to have one or whatever like that, then yes, I sit around a whole bunch of them. I don't care. They can have me just for all I care. Just let me watch. I will entertain them. But yes, I do think.
But I think that's just a matter of respect as well, because let me tell you something. Ain't no real bitch gonna have her her boy, like she had homeboys that she hang out with in her building, and then her man come home. She not gonna have her man in the bedroom waiting to fuck her, and then she gonna tell her homeboys, just sit here for a little while, I'll be right back and go in the room and fuck her man. And she gonna tell him, I gotta go handle my business. I'm gonna have to talk to you.
How about everybody gotta go anyway? Because
soon as
he
walk in,
he's
gonna clear house.
How long you stay when the bitch going to the market? Anybody in my house going to the market?
Everybody got to go.
Everybody got to go.
And another thing I don't do is a whole bunch of. Let me tell you something. I have a select circle of femme queens and drags that I hang with or that I be around. Let me tell you something. This Facebook is the devil because it be all types of drags, robots, and all types of animals that be sending me friend requests, and I be denying these girls left and right. I be like, bitch, what the fuck? You know what I say to myself? What could me and you possibly have to talk about? Like, some girls, I believe you want to get on the girls' pages just so they can see what boys be hitting them up.
And
so
that's
they can
why you can't see my friends list. That's why you cannot
do
see my friends list.
That's why
I ain't got that many
friends.
Goddamn friends.
And but that's why a majority of my friends is on my page. I got like a little over 1,000 friends on there. And I told you, believe it or not, well, some of them I play games with. A lot of them
I barely got
friends.
300.
But the ones, that's why a majority of the of my friends that's on my Facebook page are boys or butch queens or whatever the case may be. Because I don't gravitate to the girls too common like that, because the girls get on your page, they take your pictures off of there, they post ads. The girls that get on there, they're trying to cruise
your
boys, and they're trying to see who,
exactly.
Right. They're trying to see who likes your pictures so they can friend them. So they, you know, it's just, it's a lot of messy shit. I'm going on 33 years old on the 27th of this month. I didn't get this far, this doggone long, by being a fool.
I got that point. I'm not ready to do it no more. But I, like I said, this came down to a situation of what it was. First of all, the way
tonight,
it just went, this boy just went trade.
What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry.
What time is this show over tonight?
At 1, right?
I'm about to add one to it now because I think we might have like 10 minutes left into it.
Okay.
I would like to give a shout-out to Mr. Main in the chat room, because you know what? Even when the show cuts off on the radio stage, I mean on the computer, he always still be in there and he listening, he comments and everything. He's interactive with all of us. So let's give a shout. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Man because I love him.
Of course you
do. I need to know who the hell he is. That's what I need to know.
And all these husbands.
I said I was going to do something. Wait a minute, Jason. We said we was going to do something real quick. We were supposed to be talking
like
about these people without wearing no pants and their pictures. We was
going
to say that real quick.
Say that
for
me. Go ahead.
I needed to do a complete run through, but we only got 10 minutes of this damn dark claw foolishness. But we only got 10 minutes, and I can't do that. But I promise, you're going to get it. Because, girl, when I tell you I got to part 4 and that goddamn infrared came up, I died.
Dark claw versus the alien.
I haven't even
the
seen
one that you posted,
long.
Bitch. And when it got to the last part of the scene, bitch. And all of a sudden, the whole shit just went infrared green. Oh, bitch, I laid the floor.
Mm-mm.
It was like this
oh
bitch,
my God.
Like she had turned on her gaydar.
I just got a text. It says, tell the cast, everybody know what Ginger Gill. She tries to be high class like she's so fab and ain't got shit. She will do whatever it takes to get a piece, and she gets fucked down.
And she gets what?
She gets fucked down.
I can't I am flabbergasted.
You know what, honey?
Well, I'm having a hard picture of her slaying the boy. It looks like the boy.
I don't have a
boy.
Hard problem believing that, because I know what when you don't know what the trade give, bitch. I know what the trade give, and no shade. The trade will get slayed.
I mean, I could say it won't, but I could see that she probably maybe was munching it. I don't even think. To me,
I'm
gonna be honest. I don't even think she probably got too much from the boy before he stole all her shit.
Tiffany, I will give you that, because normally when the boy gives you all that, you really don't want to be around the boy that long. At least for me, I don't want to be
you
around the boy
no
more after
on
that.
It.
If the
you
girls say that he
it.
Really liked the trans girls more, that's the one
anyway.
Thing I know. I know what my competition is. Just like a woman knows her competition. A woman, a real woman, is not going to compete with a gay man, because there are certain things that a gay man can do for a man that she can't do. There are certain things that I'm not going to compete with a drag queen or a trans woman with, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not putting on no wig for you to fuck me, and I'm not putting on no wig to fuck you. So there are certain, so I know my limitations, and I know that I'm not, if you smiling in my face, but I know you really, really, because you think I'm soft or you think I'm cunt, a cunty boy, but you really prefer a femme queen, I'm not going to waste my time with you, because I know at the end of the day, bitch, you only with me for a reason, because you think you're going to get something out of me. And that's probably what it was with them. He saw what he saw, like I said. He saw what he saw. He wanted what he wanted. He did what he did, and they gagged the girl.
Because,
every time.
Y'all heard R.R. say it.
He promised that boy something, and that boy didn't get it, and he stole this shit. She gagged.
Child, I can't give either.
But
can't
let me
give
tell you this real
or,
quick.
So.
That boy Otto ain't right, period, because from a whole nother source, they said that night, they not even from Ginger, they said when they was in the club with that boy, they said they was at the bar, and, you know, they was pulling out, they was pulling out their sacks,
You know what I'm saying? They was pulling out their sex, counting their sex, and they said the boy, he didn't never seen this boy a day in his life before. He said the boy was at him like, what's that? What's that, weed? And he was like, no, something. What is it? What is it? But he said the way he was coming at him was like he made him feel uncomfortable, like as if, oh, I'm going to try to set you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to try to get your shit. I'm going to try to set you. He never seen this boy a day in his
life.
Keep going and he was asking him, what is that? What is
y'all
that?
Keep going through this bullshit, and I keep saying, child, when you walked up in this club and I saw all these goddamn butch queens screaming your name, bitch,
how
I'm done.
And the
I'm just done after that.
But do you remember me? Do you remember me saying when we was having the Wednesday night shows that all these supposed DL boys are more out than the queens because of this A for A, PGC, all this stuff? So when they do go to the club, everybody know you because they didn't have you.
That's right.
I think we only got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to
Well, I just
want to
say thank you all for having me on the show tonight. I really
it was my pleasure.
Show, and I got a lot of tea out of this tea party. My cup overrunneth.
Child, you got a very, let me say this, you got a very PG-13 show, because this show is a lot more raunchier than this. You got a very light version, and it's no shade.
Well, we don't have nobody. I mean, even Nicole didn't even call in, so she must knew
what?
She was going to get.
That was a wonderful feeling.
But
that's
I want to give my good nights to my daughter, Miss Corinne St. Clair, to my tranny husband, Corey, because I'm going to deal with you. And I will talk to you all next week. Tiffany?
I want to say, everybody have a good night. I was so glad to talk to you. RR, I was so glad that you called in and gave us your words of wisdom. And I will see you all next week. Huh?
You said you're going to be what?
I said, and I'll see y'all next week. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
Don't come for me, baby. All right, well,
I would like to say good night. It was nice, you know, keying with y'all as usual or whatever. Jason, me and you going to talk when we get off of here. Also, J-Rock, you know, you could text me, you know, more often or what have you, since you want to be a stranger. And Tiffany, I'm going to be calling you sometime tomorrow.
I want to tell Naima I love her, and secretly I want her to be my lesbian lover.
You wouldn't be ready. You wouldn't
child,
be ready.
The footlong is ready to go. And we thank you.
So I'm glad. Thanks for the people that's listening in the chat room, the people that called in. I thank you for allowing
Mother
me.
Mother Bella,
London,
my aunt T.T. Kiana.
London, you need to get sick more often so I can do this more often.
Oh, God. The shade of
somebody
it all.
Somebody go check the UK.
She has told you
Brooklyn.
That she is running from Scotland Yard.
Go check the
Yard.
UK Brooklyn and see if she's got locked.
Ooh. We'll know in the morning.
I want to say good night and make sure you hide your wallet and all your good things.
Yes.
I want to say good night because I got to go to work
everything.
In the morning.
And don't forget the old school saying, today's trade is tomorrow's competition.
Oh, shit. Well, one man won't do, another one will.
Well, we can keep talking.
I just
want to
say
good night.
Fuck you, or.
Well, I just want to say good night because I got to go to work in the morning and make some kiss money because I don't make no money.
Oh, girl, don't say that, honey. You know they already say, girl.
Y'all know she fucked. Y'all know she rank fucking. Let's go ahead and get it up with.
J-Rock
rank fucked
y'all, why
everybody.
We still got time. Let's talk about Keisha and that phone call last night.
Girl, he just be going through it. Let's just be honest.
You
just came
home from jail, and you be doing that coke, and it don't work.
Right. Child, she upset. We can't know what we can do about that. J-Rock
is
somebody.
One thing we're going to end with is stop talking about the drugs. The drugs ain't never did nothing to you. Y'all not going to keep the fame and the coke on this national station. If they never did nothing to you, stop bad-mouthing it, okay?
Working like a true crack dealer,
ladies and
gentlemen.
If they never did nothing to you and your family,
all right, y'all,
alone.
It's a wrap.
She is very disturbed by the fact that we keep managing to mention drugs in a very open environment.